Blog Talk Radio. Kings and Queens, presenting the Dynamic Ball DVD Producer, originator of the Sneaker vs. Sneaker category, executive realness contestant, and member of the House of LaCroix, sweetie. He's either loved or hated and is broadcasting live all the way from ATL. Without further delay or hesitation, grab your nuts and squeeze your meat for the one and only Tom motherfucking Blumenthal.
You heard it right, people. You heard it right. Not just your dial. Don't try to picture. And don't look at your phone. You are listening to the right show, but you got Tom Blumenthal tonight. Now, let me just start this thing off by letting y'all know, I'm sure y'all have heard, this is the anniversary show for Tinsel Chops. And so Jasmine reached out to me and asked me to be a part of this tonight. I mean, who else could do the anniversary show but the one who started it all, the legendary Tom Blumenthal. And before I go any further, I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome all my co-host, my sidekick who started it all with me, the one and the only Switchboard. Let me get the music, please, for my co-host.
And now, it's time for the Nightly Shall Please segment with the much-anticipated, highly sought-after, the infamous T-Killer herself. She's the former Florida Evans, reincarnated as the one and only Miss Rhonda Jenkins with Shall Please.
Rhonda.
Yes.
Now, Rhonda. Yes, Rhonda. Honey, let me tell you, Rhonda, a lot of these old queens are probably gagging right now to hear our voices on the air, and I'm sure some of the new queens are probably wondering who we are. So let's let them know who we are. For those of the people out there who are listening who have no clue, let me just let y'all know Tom Blumenthal, myself, and my co-host, the legendary Rhonda Jenkins. We originated this. We are the creators of Blog Talk Radio. We started it all.
Yeah.
And the others have tried to duplicate, but of course they can never completely copy. The moat has been broken. We shattered it. We started this whole idea, this whole phenomenon that has now spread across the ballroom scene, and we are so happy that others are following our lead, but I want the girls to know who we are and why we are here. So for those those of you who are wondering, who are gagging at your radios right now, at your computers, it's not a test, it's not a mistake, but it is Tom motherfucking Blumenthal LaCroix, sweetie, and the legendary, the one and the only, the tea spiller, Miss Rhonda Jenkins. Rhonda, how you been, sweetie?
I've been good, Tom. How have you been, Tom?
Oh, baby, I've been just doing what I do, you know, working, being the professional that I am, the true executive.
Yes, Tom. I hear you've got things going on in your life that are just blooming and blossoming.
Honey, let's not go too deep off into that because you know how
the girls do, trying to
clock and find out the tea, honey, and wondering where I've been. So the girls know, honey, I am doing quite well. Everything is wonderful with me. I am okay.
Yes.
You know, it's none of that. They think because I disappeared off the scene, honey, something must be wrong. But no, no, no. Blumenthal is
still here.
Still here, honey. Now, how you been, Rhonda? You know, you've been off the scene for a minute, or you've been hiding and nobody really knew that you've been around. I mean, you were in Charlotte this past weekend. How you been?
Well, Tom, yes, I've been laying low, honey. I've been doing my own thing, a little one, a little two, a little one and a two. Yeah, you know
all
how
right.
I do, Tom.
Yes.
Yes, honey. So, you know, I had a little one, two to do up in Charlotte, honey, and I said the girls told me it was a ball going on, honey. I mean, she was doozy. But I wasn't really feeling it, honey. It was kind of a little drab, a little dull.
Ball was drab?
It was a little drab, so. You know, I really didn't get into it like that, so I pumped, honey. I didn't even do a rumble or nothing the next night. I paid it.
Well, they were calling me and asking me to come down to be a part of it, and I really wanted to go since North Carolina is my home state. But, you know, I'm just really not doing the balls like that, only for a select few that I would go and support a function. And I just really was not, you know, no shade to the people who put that function together. But I'm just really not in the ball mood anymore at all. And especially after I learned what happened up there, honey, in Charlotte, you know, I have no regrets about not going. But, Rhonda, you were there close up and personal, honey. What did you see? Who gave you life? Or was it just the whole thing was just drab, honey?
Well, honey, I got there late time, so, you know, well, I mean, whenever I go to other balls and stuff, honey, it was already late, so why not show up late? I mean, the girls were there. I just remember 1,000 schoolboys and realness and, honey, I mean, they had no cocktails, honey, so I got me some water so I could roll a little harder, and that was about it. It was so cold outside, I couldn't get my smoke on like I wanted to, honey. I was just over it, chill, so...
Okay.
You know, I wasn't able to get into the teas like I wanted to, Tom. So if you children out there got some old low-dirty teas, child, you know where you can reach me at igotthetees@yahoo.com. I know you girls got some low teas, chill. So go ahead and send it to me, honey. That's igotthetees@yahoo. IGOTTHETAA.
Speaking of tea, Rhonda, I was listening to Tins of Chops last night just to prepare myself for tonight's show so that I can kind of get up on what's been going on in the scene. And I have to say, I was very, very disappointed in a lot of the stuff that I heard on the show last night. Do you know that it's actually gotten to the point where people are threatening other folks with guns and threatening to blow people's heads off and, you know, all kinds of violence like that? And I understand that some child, some dizzy broad had a gun at the ball in Charlotte this past weekend. You know, it's really hit rock bottom when it's gotten to that point. And I have to say, you know, I wish the bitch would have threatened me, because I'm going to tell y'all, y'all know I don't fight. I don't raise a hand, but I do punch 911 on that telephone. And a bitch can pull a gun if they want to, honey, but they will be going straight to jail, and they can rest assured of that fact. But, you know, it's really, really a sad commentary to think that the ballroom has dived so low, I mean, it's really nosedived so low that people will, you know, are at the point of threatening gun violence against, you know, one another. It's just really sad. And I tell you, what really is needed in this scene right now, Rhonda, is some serious therapy, some serious counseling. Would you agree with that?
Yes, Tom, I would. Because these kids today, honey, you would think that the girls would learn by now. But I guess it's just a new crop of girls, honey. I don't know if it's these same old girls carrying in the name, honey, or Fig Newtons. I'm not sure. But these new crop of girls, honey, they're just doing what they want to do and just, I guess, learn from the previous girls or something, honey. But
right.
No one has any coast anymore, honey. What are these kids giving? Shit.
I'll tell you, what I am pleased about is to learn that several people have decided they're going to take a hiatus from the scene. I think that's a good thing, because we all need some time sometimes to recharge or reset and, you know, kind of refresh and get away from it all. So I think that's a good idea for those people who are taking some time away. But, Rhonda, I have to ask you this, and I know you have an opinion. What do you think of all these shows that have popped up on Blog Talk Radio that we basically gave birth to? You know, they all came after us. They all tried to follow us, and which is a good thing, because we wanted the phenomenon to continue that we began over a year ago. But what do you think about all these shows that have popped up on Blog Talk Radio?
Well, Tom, I really didn't keep up with it after that, but I'm glad to see that some people are trying to keep it going, you know? So, you know, I'm not upset about it, but it's good to keep it going, you know? And so I'm really glad to be here tonight on Forks and Spoons. Tins and Chops.
Well, I have to say I am a little surprised that the show has continued on this long. I thought it would be a fad and it would fade away. And that's not a read or anything, but I really thought that it would, you know, be around for a few months and that it would go away. But I'm pleased and surprised at the same time to see that the show has flourished for a year today, being the year anniversary for Tins of Chops Radio. And, you know, it's really a good thing. But, you know, before we get too deep off into this, because we're not going to be here all night, people, we're just popping in just to do a quick 1-2 and let you know, who the Queen Bee is, and that would be Miss Rhonda Jenkins, and of course, myself, you know, being that we started this whole thing over a year ago, we wanted to pop through on Tins and Chops and let the girls know a history lesson real quick and give them the tea and just be a part of this show. But we do want to, at this time, bring on the lady who makes this thing possible, the benefactor to the ballroom scene, Miss Jasmine Couture, Miss Rahi, the overall. Jasmine, darling, can you join us and chit-chat with us for a moment over?
Oh. Tom. Hey, Rhonda.
Hey, Jill.
Yes, honey. That little intro did it, baby. Yes.
Well, before we go any further, let me bring my partner in crime in.
Put your hands together on the bass. The real.
To the real.
Wait, the logo, wait, the legendary.
The legendary, Kelly Mizrahi.
Kelly. Kelly.
Hello. I'm here.
Hi,
hey.
Kelly.
What's going on? How are y'all doing?
Hey.
What's going on, Tom? How you doing, Rhonda?
I'm doing fine, too.
It's good to hear your voice, Miss Thang.
Yes. And y'all two have did these little intros, baby. Y'all have really took me to a whole new level with these intros. I mean,
yes.
First off, I want to say thank you to everybody in the chat room for tuning in tonight and all the callers. Thank you for supporting us during our anniversary show. I invited Tom and Rhonda to open up the show tonight because they are the originators of what we're doing tonight and what we've been doing for the past year. So I'm one who never forgets where we come from and never forgets where I came from and things that have started along the line. So thank you, Tom and Rhonda, for coming on tonight and showing us support. We know that you guys do not listen all the time or things of that sort, but I'm glad that we still have an open mic and open communication where we can call on you and you guys can come and support the show. So I want to say thank you for that tonight.
Thank you for inviting us, first of all, Jasmine. And, you know, all you had to do was ask, and I was honored to receive the warm invitation. And I'm just glad to be here to support the continuation of the show and the anniversary. And, you know, anytime, just always, if you want me back anytime, just call. You know, we're happy to, Ron and I both are happy to be here. And Aviance also sends her love. But Jasmine, I have to ask you, honey, what is the chat room giving? Because, you know, back when we did our show, we didn't have all that. So what is the chat room giving?
So much has changed since, you know, back then. And even tonight when I opened up the switchboard, I noticed that it constantly is changing ever since, you know, Blog Talk Radio is really fairly new. It's not like it's old. So they're always upgrading their systems and stuff. And with the chat room and stuff, you know, that we have now, you know, you get people from all over, you know, they go in there with their different screen names and stuff, and they've just been a part of us since the beginning. Some of the people have been a part of us since the beginning, and they just kind of express themselves, you know, as we're talking. They can listen from their computers and stuff and just talk, and, you know, sometimes they'll chime in and call in and stuff like that. But it's like a whole group of them, you know. Sometimes the numbers are actually about 100 people in that chat room on any given night. It's about 50, 60, or 70 people, but, you know, about 100 people will be in there, and they're just talking away as we're talking and things of that sort. So a lot of it is, like, very different.
Now, what did the girls give tonight when they heard Rhonda and I on this line?
Oh, they were very surprised. They was like, Jasmine, you ate that. Jasmine this, Jasmine that. They were surprised. They was like, what the fuck? Am I on the right show? And blah, blah, blah. Oh, my God. It's Tom. It's Rhonda. You know, things like that.
Yes. Well, you know, it's been a year and a month since I stepped away from the ballroom scene, and I understand that Kelly, you have made the decision to also take a hiatus, and I want to get into that with you and ask, you know, are you serious about it? Are you really going to take a break and step away?
Well, this weekend was my last weekend at a ball. The only time the girls is going to hear me or see of me is on the radio show on Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays nights until the summertime.
Well, I don't want you to take this as a read, but I think that's a good idea to take a step back and reevaluate things, and not just for you, but I think for everybody. Sometimes it's good to just step away and, you know, see what it is from a distance. And, you know, when I made that decision a year ago, I have not regretted it at all. In fact, I think my life has risen to new heights,
even greater than what I thought it would, since I made the decision to step away and just kind of observe the scene from a distance because of all of the stuff that was going on and just because of the decisions that in my personal life that I was trying to do, you know, move myself to a different level. And I felt like that was, at the time, that was something that was necessary for me to help. But Rhonda, what do you think about Kelly's decision to step away?
Well, Joe, and it's no shade. If you feel it's your time to go, no one can really tell you it's your time to go, honey, but you. You know when that time is up for yourself. And I understand that, you know. And if you feel like you're done with it, honey, for a minute, you want to step back and just pay the kids just for a minute and them nachos, I come fine with that, Jill. But sometimes you may get revitalization from that. So,
yes.
You know, it might give you a little steam back, and you'll miss it for a minute, or maybe not, but it's only up to you to figure it out.
Jasmine, was it as much work as you thought it would be, or has it been as much work as you thought it would be when you started this show? And Kelly, you can answer that too. But one of the things Rhonda and I figured out real quick is just how much work is actually involved in doing the show three nights a week. And the first week that we did it, Rhonda and I, we did it for five nights. And we found out we could not do a five-night-a-week show because it was just way too much. But I wonder if you guys are surprised by just how much work is required for this kind of show.
It's definitely a lot of work. I definitely always try to give big ups to Kelly because she has definitely been the voice. Andre as well. Andre is, you know, on hiatus right now, but even Andre put in so much throughout the year, you know, being tuned in and stuff, you know, during the nights as well. But, you know, Kelly has really been on her game. She has not missed, you know, a beat or anything. It takes a lot of, you know, people to it's not like a single operation. It really gets kind of hard, and I had to, you know, take one of my assistants who kind of helps me out, you know, throughout the day and stuff, and just, you know, pay her a little extra to stay around in the evening time just to work the switchboard and communicate with Kelly and stuff like that, because I just couldn't do it. I couldn't find myself sitting there all the time. You know how that switchboard gets and stuff. And then, of course, with the upgraded features and the way we can call people and the way we can go private with people now and entering all their information and then also getting on the chat room and monitoring what's going on in the chat room. And because people get in the chat room, they start, you know, they start bashing you and bashing the show and stuff, so we got to block them. I mean, it gets kind of crazy, you know, out of hand and stuff. So, you know, I had to bring in extra help to do that. But Kelly has really been on her game. You know, she stays in touch with all those kids and the chat room and stuff and keeping, you know, the topics going and the scandals and the teas and stuff. But, you know, a lot of that is, you know, on her. How do you feel, Kelly?
I love it, honey. I just, you know, I'm here for the listening audience, honey. You know, it's hard trying to juggle the radio and, you know, have a personal life because you got to make sure you're home to be logged on and all types of things, but I'm just here to, you know, make the kids happy, give them the tea and the scandals and dirt, and, you know, and a little positive here and there, you know, I'm basically Tom's whole cast all wrapped up into one.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Well, but you're absolutely right, Jasmine. I mean, it is. I mean, I don't know. With my schedule, the way I work now, I don't know if I would be able to do it. In fact, I'm pretty sure I couldn't. It's just too much. I mean, it's a lot. And I give y'all kudos for it. I tell you, and Jasmine, you know, me and you had this conversation a year ago because I didn't think that Trey or Kelly would really stick with it. I just didn't think they would hang around to, you know, see it through. I figured it'd be a few months and then they'd get tired of it. But, you know, they really have they've surprised me. But,
well, I'll tell you one thing. If it wasn't really just even Andre or Kelly that kept it going, but, you know, you got to kind of look at the ballroom scene itself. I think with the ballroom scene and all the scandals and things that have happened over the course of the month, that's what kept the show going, because this show has become an outlet for everybody. And no matter what people say about the show, oh, the show is negative, or the show doesn't have a major topic or whatever, but this show was the outlet where you have actually hundreds of people that are listening and so many people in the chat room just to find out what happened at that ball that just took place, or what happened at that fight, or who got arrested, or who they were searching for, or who was sleeping with who, and this was their outlet. And then when we really didn't have a ball going on, and there was nothing going on for that week or for those 2 weeks, then you can feel the energy in the show, and the numbers would start to drop because we had nothing to talk about. And when we tried to make a topic and tried to take it on a serious level, we had some real good nights, but we would also have ones where we tried to take it on a serious level, and you would literally see the numbers just go down. They did not want to hear it. And it's like, I'm not going to be discriminatory towards, anything like, okay, we're going to make this a serious show, fuck you, or we're going to always make this a scandal if you don't like it, or what. But it was, it was just kind of sad at times, but it was like, what do you do in a case like that? And we just kept it going.
Yeah, I had that same problem. I mean, Rhonda and I and Aviance and I, we did several shows where we tried to be positive. And I remember one show in particular where I brought one of my friends on who is an attorney to give legal advice to people. And, the numbers were just not what they normally would when a scandal was breaking. But the interesting thing is not a whole lot has changed with the scene. I mean, it's still the same drama with the same people causing the same problems and doing the same stupid stuff. So, I mean, at least some things just stay the same, I guess. It's unfortunate, but that's the reality. But Jasmine, I'm here at your disposal, Jasmine, if you want me to take some calls from some of the people, if you have any questions for me. A lot of folks have been hitting me up and asking me, where have I been, what have I been doing? But I'm doing me. I'm being the professional that I am and living my life, and I'm very happy, and I don't have any regrets at all. The one complaint that I do have, and I'm going to have to call Andre about this because I feel like it's long overdue let me preface this by saying that I don't need nobody to give me no status because I already know who I am. But I do think it's overdue for the contribution that I've made to the ballroom scene. I was not one of those long-term ball walkers. I did start in the ballroom scene walking balls, let me state that, and winning balls in the category of executive realness. But my legacy that I have left to the ballroom scene, Blog Talk Radio, I mean, dozens and dozens of ball DVDs that are still in DVD players today. A category, Sneaker versus Sneaker, that I helped to create and originate. I do think it's long overdue that I receive the status that I deserve, and that would be of a legendary status, because make no mistake about it, whether they give it to me or not, I am the legendary Tom Blumenthal. So I don't need to be told that to feel that way, because I am, regardless of what the queens might say. You know what I'm saying? But I do think that it's nice to be recognized for the hard work that you put in.
I know that's right. But you know what? Before I can't take all the credit about.
I was about to say that I'm falling out though because of that chat room. But I was definitely about to say that. But go ahead, Kelly, because we also have a support team here.
I cannot take all the credit for being here every night. I definitely have to give a big shout-out to my legendary sister, legendary Jennifer Evisu, my other legendary Charlie's Angel sister, Nicole Icon, and I definitely got to give it up to Miss Cream of Nature because she definitely helps me from time to time, and I give it up to our newest, youngest cast member, Static St. Clair, for definitely being a part of the show with us also, honey. But, oh, my girls are on the line. Can we please get my girls on the phone? Where my girls at? We got Jennifer. Nicole is on the line. Judy's on the line. Let's make it happen.
Oh.
Happy anniversary to everybody on the show. Happy anniversary to me. Happy anniversary.
Hey.
Hi, Tom. Hi, Jasmine.
Hi.
Hi, Nicole. I need Jen's number, y'all.
Nicole, send Jen's number over. Let's get Jen on the line, honey.
What's the tea, Nicole?
Nothing. I can't complain. I'm here like every other night.
Kelly. Jennifer number is 347-862.
Nicole, I don't know if you've met Rhonda, honey, the legendary Rhonda Jenkins, but say hi to Rhonda.
Hi, Rhonda. How are you? I've heard much about you, and I've even heard your voice a couple of times. How are you? Hi, chat room. I love y'all. Happy anniversary to each and every last one of y'all that stay here all night.
Yes. Hello, Nicole.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine, chill.
Well, while we look for Jennifer's number, honey, Miss Water, you ain't got no tea from North Carolina.
No, honey, I'm waiting on that tea to drop in, chill. Like I said, honey, I was there. I was in the building, honey. It was a pretty nice venue, but I was over those $3 Cokes and sodas and waters, honey. I wanted a cocktail, chill.
Kelly, what is Jen's number? Because I don't see it, but I only could see the first 50 people, so she called after that.
347-862.
Okay, if I start hanging up on some people, that's because I'm trying to get down to her number, so just call back. Go ahead, y'all. Y'all can talk as I find her.
Okay, like you were saying, Ms. Rhonda.
Yeah, Rhonda, what did you observe at this function, honey, while you was back
honey,
in the cut?
Wait a minute, honey. Let me just clear something up real quick. I told these children on this chat line in this chat room, honey, not the chat line on the radio, honey, but in this chat room, honey, that this February theory has worn my voice to a crisp, honey, and they're questioning if this is the real Rhonda. Yes, honey, this is the real Rhonda. Crack, 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 and all chill. So all you girls talking about I got a BGC page that I have a picture on and they can post and this, that, and the third. Miss Nicki Minaj, chill. Get your identity straight first, honey. If you have a picture of me, chill, post it, okay? And quit all that extra, okay?
Yes. The girls are still claiming they know who you are, Rhonda, and they have not a clue. All this time, they will not stop.
The girls are still trying to figure out who Rhonda is.
Nicole, can you call Jen and see exactly where she's at? Because I don't see her on here.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
All right. Rhonda's identity is probably the best kept secret in the ballroom scene, and the girls will never find out, so y'all can give it up.
I know some other secrets that are best kept, but we're going to leave that alone.
Ooh, wait a minute, Miss Jasmine, honey. Let it out, honey. Let it out, y'all. Spill it.
I'm about to go smoke a cigarette. I'll be right back.
Yes. Oh, we are definitely here on the anniversary show, honey. I want to give a big shout-out to all 67 of you girls in the chat line. I mean, the chat room, and to all you girls that's listening on the phone lines, and, honey, and all you girls that have tuned in for the last year. Work, give yourself a big round of applause. How you doing?
Kelly, have the switchboard take a few calls, honey, while me and Rhonda still got a few minutes left in this piece. You have to bounce.
Okay, Miss Ebony, can we have some callers? Miss Ebony, can you send me over some callers? If you're on the phone line and you wanna talk to Tom and Miss Rhonda Jenkins, please press 1 at this time, and we'll definitely bring your call straight up on the line. How you doing, honey? This is a
I gotta make a quick announcement, and we'll take some callers. For all you listeners that have DVRs or iTunes accounts, you guys got about 30 minutes to go tune into or start rewinding the RuPaul Drag Race episode that took place. Logo has officially started sponsoring our show, and they are willing to give you guys 3 prizes, party packs, supporting their channel and their show. Tonight, Tyra should be coming on. If not, because she is still out of booking, we will have a trivia contest running about for 15 minutes, and the 3 callers that do get the messages correct, well, the trivia answers correct, will be getting a gift package from Logo. So you guys just get prepared for that. We'll probably start doing that around 12 o'clock. But go ahead, continue, Kelly.
That's what I'm talking about, honey. Now, Rhonda, you see how they do, bitch? We leave, and now they get sponsors in this bitch.
I'm trying to get on TV. I need a TV gig too.
Honey, wait a minute. Who said I was on TV, honey? Wait a minute.
Baby, you know, honey, I'm no skip around the block, honey. I started with you on Serve the Kids, honey. You know I'm an old queen, honey. I do my research.
I love the way you
saved those cameras. How you doing?
And Rhonda and Tom, do you remember when Kelly used to call in and y'all used to go to her number, and what did you used to always say, Kelly?
I forget.
Just listening. Like they didn't know who you were, bitch, but they knew exactly who you were.
Yes,
and Miss Rhonda gave the very, I know who that was.
Jasmine, Miss Kelly would call and read me and read the show, would make me perch the next night to listen to the show.
Perch, daddy, perch.
Yes, baby, those were the days, honey. Those were the key cats.
You gotta give another legendary line. How y'all doing? Hi, Miss Rhonda. Hi, Miss Obvious. How y'all doing? You know, I was just listening. I just wanted to call in and say hi to y'all. Okay, bye.
Yes.
Yes, that was a key cackle, honey. We would sit back and cackle over there.
She didn't give it up. She still does it now to the other shows. She'll call in there and say, just listening.
I have to support the children from time to time. I don't want them to think that I'm being shady, honey. So I'll call in, I'm just listening. But if you out there, you want to speak to Ron and Tom while they're here, before they get up out of here, girls, feel free to press 1. Just don't sit here and hold up the phone lines. What the fuck?
Nicole, did you find Jen's number?
I actually sent it to you. Are you on or sent it to Switchboard? Who's handling this tonight?
Oh, I'm handling it tonight.
Sent you that. And then Susan said that she was trying to call back in again, so maybe you should try to call her.
Okay, send
but
me
I sent you the number.
Call her.
I sent you the number.
Okay.
On the bitch, did you hear this, Rhonda? They got assistants and shit.
I want to hear some of the old callers. You know, we have a high class call volume with these callers. I want to see some of the old callers call back in and give us what I want for this anniversary.
Yes. Where's James Icon? That's what I want to talk to. Where you been, James? Call me.
James Icon. That's your father. That's Daddy Icon. We do have the originators on there. They stepped out, but they're here tonight, and we have them on the line. So maybe we should have some of our old callers who actually were a part of your show before y'all decided to step off.
It'll be hot. If James is out there, James was a regular guest on our show back then.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Ginger, I was gagging. I was calling your phone.
I had pressed 1.
Are you on the other line already?
Yeah.
There's so many people that called in, and you know, you only can see the numbers and not after 50.
Oh. Okay. Hey.
Well, you're on the line now, so what's going on?
Hello.
Hey, bitch.
Hey, Mr. Blumenthal, how are you?
I'm just living, baby, and doing me, honey.
Hey, Rhonda.
Hey, chill. What's the tea?
I got 10 more minutes before this man starts to rub my back, so he's in there looking.
Oh, I know that's right. The bus just sitting up here relaxing, honey, relaxing. Did anybody out there press 1 and want to speak to Rhonda and Tom, honey, and myself?
Yeah, we have some callers. A lot of them are private, though, so you know they may be trying it. But we
okay,
can
here
first...
we go. Keep it cute, Carter. You know Nicole has her blunt and her apple martini. She's ready to read. 9.
Yes, they want
90213. You on the air, honey? What's the tea? 980213. You're on the air. Okay, we're not gonna do
moving
that
right
tonight.
Along.
connect that caller and give me the next caller, please. If y'all don't say anything, we'll say you're just listening. We're going to hang up the phone completely off of you, and you're going to have to call back in.
It's the anniversary bigger than that. If y'all have nothing to say and y'all can't even say happy anniversary, hang up now.
Oh, shit.
Ooh.
224-436, you're live on the air.
Hey, congratulations on your 1 year anniversary.
Thank you.
Who's this? This your sister, Kelly Toya.
Hey, Toya, what's going on?
Nothing. What's going on, everybody?
Hey,
hey
Toya.
Thank you for the happy anniversary shout out.
That's mother. All the way from Chicago, honey.
That's what I'm talking about.
Toya, okay.
Go ahead, Jasmine. Thank you for calling in,
Toya. Bye.
Next caller.
I want Tom's fan base on this phone. I want some of the people that call Tom's show to come up on this show.
Rhonda,
he's there.
Toya out of jail, honey.
Toya's been home for about 6 months now.
Bitch. That's how you know parole is fucked up. Go ahead, Jasmine.
347-259, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Yes.
You know this is Kelly.
What'd you say? What's going on?
Hi, everybody.
Hi, mother. What's going on?
Wait a minute. Is that Selvin?
Hi, Tom.
What's
the that's a legendary Beverly Card.
What's the thing?
Hi, Miss Jenkins.
What's the thing, Selvin?
Nothing. Just saying happy anniversary.
Oh, thanks, wow. Elaine.
Hey, Jane. Hey, Jasmine.
Hey, Selvin.
Hey, Jasmine.
Hey, Jen.
Hey, Nicole.
At least everybody said, hey, happy anniversary. Moving right along. Come on. What's going on? We finished our hey. Rhonda, there's Kool-Aid. She's on the phone.
Hey,
what's up?
Kool-Aid.
Hi, everybody. Tom, little dog.
How you sound so down and out?
No, I'm hoarse.
Oh.
I'm getting ready for that. I was getting ready for that Pink Lady ball, child.
Oh.
Oh, that's the Kiki's ball, the Kiki's.
Yeah. Michi LaCroix, if you're listening, please have your wife call me.
What? Wait a minute.
No, I'm my mother's car. I'm from my mother's car.
Okay. Oh.
Kennedy.
I just want to say happy anniversary, and Tom and Miss Jenkins, it's good to hear your voices. I missed it.
Thank you.
And it was good seeing you that time that I did see you too, Tom. I gag when you just pop out. I was
gagging. In New York City, yes. I'll be checking out again real soon.
Yeah, I was like, oh, no. I'm back in Atlanta.
Okay. You know, I don't like to travel during the winter months, but I'll be tipping out when springtime hits.
I can imagine. But I just wanted to say happy anniversary to everybody, you know, with the good and the bad and the bad and the good and the nosiness and, you know, all that. You know, it was fun.
It is fun. Thank you.
All right, Selvin. Thank you. We're going to put you to the side. We're going to get all these callers out the way.
Okay.
Okay.
Next caller, please. Okay. 443-934. You're live on the air. How you doing, caller?
What's up, Kelly?
What's going on with you? Who
is?
Hey.
Jasmine. Hey, Jennifer.
Marquis.
Hey, Tom. Hey, Rhonda.
Hey, Rhonda.
Oh,
wait a minute.
Hey, Marquis. Marquis.
Yeah, the legendary father himself, Marquis.
Thank
you. Wait a minute, Nicole. The way you're speaking to him, I don't like that. Hey, Marquis, how you doing?
Wait a minute. See, this is where we're going to have a problem now. Because, Marquis, thank you so much for our happy anniversary. You can speak to Tom now. He's a guest on our show.
Work. Yes. How you been, Marquis?
I've been fine. Just been chilling and stuff.
Okay. It's nice to hear from you.
Yes. Hey, Marquis always listens to the show, and thank you for calling and saying happy anniversary. That's what's up. The legendary Marquis Revlon.
Yes. And I got to give a big shout out to one of our first listeners, Kurt. It's his birthday today. Happy birthday, Kurt.
We did that last night, but happy birthday, Kurt. You got that. It ain't 12 o'clock yet.
This is still his birthday. 443-857, you're live on the air. How you doing, caller?
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the air, baby.
Yes, legendary mother Jasmine Mizrahi, legendary mother Kelly Mizrahi, legendary Tom LaCroix, legendary Rhonda Jenkins, and last but not least, legendary Nicole Icon. I'm sorry, definitely cannot forget legendary Jennifer Eby. So I'm sorry, Mama. Just want to wish you guys a wonderful, happy anniversary. Many, many more. I love you guys much.
Thank you. That was so well put together, Tom. You see how the caller's calling in? Next caller. That was so nice.
It was chill.
Rhonda, there you go, Rhonda.
Does anyone have a Reed Cola?
I gotta fuck y'all up. Oh, my God. Next caller, please, if we have one.
All right, our first private caller.
Oh, girl.
Okay.
Hi, everybody.
Yes, hey. You're live on the air, private caller.
Hi. Happy anniversary.
Who's calling?
Who is it?
I wanted to know, Kelly, what do you plan on doing every day for the next few months until the summer?
I plan on working, honey, doing my 9-to-5 that I do, honey. I plan on doing my 9-to-5 and going to visit museums and doing different things with my husband.
I can't tell you about bugging on that floor.
Do you plan on kicking in the door, waving in the 4-4?
No, I don't.
Okay, well, either way, happy anniversary.
Thank you, caller.
Thank you.
Oh,
sorry. Listen, even on kicking in the door, waving the 4-4.
Well, I hope they just don't want her go kicking in their door, waving in the 4-4.
862-576, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the air, baby. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I was just calling to say happy anniversary, and I've been listening to this show for a while now.
Who is this?
This is Mindy Revlon.
Hey, Mindy. So, how you doing?
Doing great.
Mindy, you got a voice like you can cook. You got a voice like you can cook, honey. Do you know how to make macaroni and cheese and fried chicken?
And collard greens and pork chops and stuff like that?
Yeah, I know how to cook.
Oh, wait a minute.
But happy anniversary, you guys, and I had fun listening to the show. Kelly, I love you. Nicole, I love you.
Thank you. I love you, too.
You guys make this show worthwhile. But always tune in Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, 11 o'clock. Sometimes, you know, we go over, like, till 3 o'clock. But
okay, that's when it's hot.
Yeah. Well, I'm just calling to say happy anniversary and wish you guys more, okay?
Thank you, baby.
Thank you. We see you next year, the whole year this year.
Yes.
Okay.
We got another private caller.
Okay, private caller, you on the air. Keep it cute.
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, Tom, I got a question for Tom.
Go ahead,
hey,
he's here.
Hold up. Who is this?
Oh, shit.
It's Chris.
Chris who?
I'm one of the 16-year-olds who used to pay for sex.
Oh.
Oh. Honey, call my lawyer, Honey. Call my lawyer.
Oh, shit. Okay.
fucking mess. Let's call it. We have one. Oh, my fucking God. That is.
Oh, God. Y'all are so stupid. I was like, call my lawyer. Call my lawyer. We can talk about that.
Oh, my God. 7-1. Oh, wait. Hold on. This is the legendary Icon himself, the overall father. James Icon is on the line. How you doing, father?
Hey, what's up? Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Flowers, what's up? Hello?
Flowers.
Hey.
Flowers, what's up, Tom? What's up?
What's going on?
What's going on? How you feeling?
Good. How are you? Happy New Year and everything.
Yeah, Happy New Year's to you and everything like that. I called in. I'm listening to y'all and stuff. So I said, you know, let me press 1 and say happy anniversary. What's up, Kelly, Jennifer, and Nicole? Hi,
hey,
Jasmine. Hi, Rhonda.
Hey.
Thank you.
Thank you. So, you know, happy anniversary and stuff like that, you know. We go back from the Tom show, huh?
And James.
I've been good. I've been good just working and stuff like that, you know, hanging out
great.
At the balls.
Brother's looking for a side job.
No, I'm not looking for a side job.
That's what you
no.
said.
No, that's not what I said. I said a side hustle.
Well, hey.
No.
It's good to hear from you, James. It's nice to hear you call in and nice to chat with you again.
Yeah, you too, you too. I tune in often. You know, sometimes I'm just sitting in the background just listening, but I tune in a lot. I got to keep an eye on these three girls because, you know, they get out of hand sometimes.
I bet, honey. I know. So, yes. Well, I'm
yeah,
glad
you
all
know,
going
we try
well
to do what
you?
We got to do.
Yeah,
yeah, stuff like that. I got my cocktail right now.
And you don't need to be drinking.
James, while you're on the phone, James, there's something I wanted to ask you, and I wanted to call you a while back about this, but
sure.
since you're on the phone, I just want to ask why in the world would the House of Icon dare and have a ball during MLK weekend? You know
well,
that we
okay, here you go, here you go, here you go. First of all, never approach me with a question like that. That's one time. You know how we get. So when you ask me a question, ask it as you're speaking to another adult. That's one. Number two, wait a minute, hold on, let me finish. You have that ability to always talk over people. You ask a question and then you want to keep on going. Let me answer
okay,
the
let
question.
Me stop and let's go. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Now, we didn't do it intentionally to go against Atlanta. No, and I know personally that Atlanta is on Martin Luther King weekend, and like everybody knows that I said on Martin Luther King weekend, you know, that's the biggest time of the year. I fucked up with the scheduling, you know what I'm saying, and I take full blame with that. Unfortunately, we couldn't push the ball ahead or back because every date that we – well, they didn't have any earlier time. And every date that we pushed back towards was falling on somebody else's ball. Though it wasn't the same date and weekend, you understand what I'm saying? And we knew that, and we took the L, you know what I'm saying? And I'm glad that Fred and them had a successful ball and stuff like that. We didn't do it as far as being in competition with nobody, and that was stated across the airways between me and the House of Chanel. So, you know,
First of all, Jane, hold on. I'm not in the House of Chanel, but I wanted to ask you that question because when I heard this,
yeah, that's cool.
I thought it was a mistake, first and foremost. I was like, I know that can't be possible. So, I mean, it wasn't about the competition with any other house or any other ball. I just, you know, Martin Luther King weekend is weekend every year, so...
Right. Yeah. Well, it's mine too. I'm always down there during that time too. So this was one of the first ones that I missed. But unfortunately, it was nothing we can do about it. You know what I'm saying? The show still must go on. You know what I'm saying? And I can say,
right.
though the ball wasn't giving you a crowd like the Icon ball, you know, I had me a blast. You know what I'm saying? That was the most fun I had at an Icon ball. Period.
Usually be at every Icon ball, and I would have.
Yeah. No. I know, and I appreciate that. And I know. Well, like I said, we. It was my mistake with scheduling because I was asked and me not thinking or looking at a calendar properly, you know, I said, you know, I thought it would be the next week, which it usually is, not realizing his birthday actually fell on a Friday and they would recognize it that Monday. Okay. So when we was doing the scheduling, I said, go ahead and book it for the 16th. And mind you, I had already been asked to be a judge in Atlanta before I realized what the dates were given. You know what I'm saying? But at that point, it was too late. It was nothing we could do. You know, so it was an unfortunate thing because, you know, everybody still had a good time. And no, never again will I go up against MLK Weekend. You know what I'm saying? Because
I was going to say, Mitch, make a mental note that, you know, MLK is always weekend.
Well, I don't have to make a mental note because I'm always in Atlanta during MLK Weekend.
Honey, apparently.
Well, honey, no, apparently nothing. Okay. Once again, y'all got this queen to get on the show to fill it this way on y'all anniversary, or y'all wanted to make it hot. That's why. Okay, yeah, I got it. So, Tom, you want to keep on going?
No, we're not gonna keep on going.
Hold on. Wait a minute,
because
Ms. Dinkins is on this line, so I
don't
Ms.
know.
Who? Ms. Wanda Tankham. Ms. Wanda doesn't have nothing to do with the one or the two. She's the third. Okay, this is between me and you.
Rhonda,
and it's no shade to you, Rhonda, nothing like that. Rhonda, well, you always need somebody to handle your battles or something, Tom. I mean, what's that about?
Honey, don't try to elementary mind game stuff with me, honey. You know that does not
work. That's not elementary. That's common sense. Oh, but I'll see. Once again, I'm talking to Tom. Okay, so, you know, ladies, like I was saying, you know, it's a really good thing that y'all are on your anniversary. I would, you know, all shout out to my little brother, Andre, as well, and stuff like, Tom, I'm not going to go through this with you on the anniversary show, okay? You can call me on a private note and we can go at it all day. But I love you, though.
Thank you, James.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
James, I'm going to call you. Everybody, it was that's love between me and James. It's not, like, don't take it seriously.
Yes. Stop. I apologize. I was absent for a moment, honey. But this thing on Miss Chat Room, honey. Miss Nicki Minaj, honey. I guess she's supposed to be somebody in that room, honey. She's got to see. She's got a
somebody in that room.
Hell.
Wait, let me go
I
back
hope
up for
out.
Nicki Minaj is a legend. She's one of our first listeners.
Oh,
we're
okay,
legend
I
in the
see.
Chat
so
room.
Highlight
with a bunch of other girls
is
legendary
in
the chat room.
Wait, Rhonda said
oh,
something
is.
Of that groove.
That's what it is. That's what the tea is, honey. She's giving her girlfriends in there all the life. She knows this tea, that tea about me, and she won't spill it on me.
Oh, well, she just hit me up and said she's about to call Ed.
Oh, girl,
because
I told her 20 minutes
Rhonda,
ago.
Rhonda, I got to say
it.
That the generation that we got, they calls in from the chat room.
Nicki Minaj, you're on the air.
Nicki, you're there, baby.
What's going on, everybody?
Wait, Nicki?
I'm here.
Oh, you gagged, Jennifer.
Oh, I gagged.
Wait, hold on. First of all, I'm talking through that cup, making your voice deep, honey.
Oh,
okay.
Excuse me, don't let me throw a drink on you, Miss Tom. You don't want it with me.
Miss Thing, I'm unbothered, honey. You should know that, honey,
so
and I'm sure you know.
You're supposed to.
Exactly
you're used to getting drinks on you now. You're supposed to get drinks on you anyway.
I had a drink on me once, honey, and I don't have, and I am not ashamed, or nor do I have no regrets, honey, because it didn't make me look stupid. It made the person who did it look stupid. But we're going to move on from that. That was
actually,
over a year ago.
Tom, this is not your show. Goodbye, Tom.
Did she use her chat room voice, too? Her phone line chat room voice. I have one of those, too.
What it do, cuz? What it do?
Anyway.
Go ahead, Nicki. You wanted. Thank you, Nicki. You said you wanted to talk to Rhonda. Go ahead.
No, I'm saving Rhonda for last. She's gonna gag. Like she's gonna gag.
Wait a minute, Rhonda. Because this lady, first of all, this lady comes on the line, taking us back to a year and 3 months ago, bitch. What is your purpose? Do you want to say happy anniversary or what? Because you wasting time right now.
Actually, I didn't call you, Tom. Anyway, we had somebody on the line that would want to say hi to everybody. Hello?
You know who that sounds like? It sounds like Kai, almost.
Icon, are you here?
Happy anniversary!
That's Andre.
Who is that?
This is the Icon. It's
that's
my
Andre.
No. Happy anniversary, honey.
Yes, I knew. Andre.
I was missing, honey. I called you today and you didn't return my phone call. And now you calling
me? I was going through a lot of things, so I could not. But happy anniversary, everybody. I hope everybody's doing well. And how are you, Tom? And how is Rhonda? How y'all doing?
Hey, Jay.
Yeah.
I'm doing good.
Well, girl, honey, why did you have to come through on Nicki's phone? You could have just been brought in.
And the way you came in was like, you know, yeah, how y'all doing? This is on. There was some bitchy cut about the situation. What the fuck is going on?
Well, I've been dying to play. Click on this button. So can I just at least get it out of my system?
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the Icon himself.
But definitely,
Andre Mizrahi.
Now you are there.
What the fuck is going on?
There we go. Yes! Yes! Yes!
You know what? Nicki Minaj said it would not be right if they didn't hear my voice because I've been there for the last year, too. And it made a lot of sense, as well as Jasmine and the rest of them. So I said, you know what? Let me bring my little ass on this radio station because it would not be cute.
I'm so glad you decided to come on.
Oh, hi, Andre.
What?
I said, welcome. I'm having a moment. What the fuck is going on? Yes.
Oh, yeah, I got to apologize to you, Nicole, because I meant to call you back when you called me. But
My feelings was already hurt. I told Tony yesterday, and I was about to tell you, but you apologized already. So thank you, and I accept it. But I really was concerned, and you paid it, I guess.
Andre.
Yes.
Andre, I know you're coming on to say happy anniversary, but we have to delve off into you and where you've been and the time that you've taken away to kind of get this stuff together. How is that? No, seriously, we're not going to go too deep because I know you don't want to go too deep.
Uh-huh.
But how have you been? How have you been?
I'm actually fine. I'm actually doing really well, and I'm finding myself in many, many ways. And I'm really, you know, I don't have nothing against anyone when I disappeared for a minute and I'm still going to stay going for a while. But it's just to get my life in order. And I just had a big audition the other day and I did really, really well. So hopefully.
I read it on your Yahoo. Congratulations. I read it.
So hopefully that would just change everything really in my life completely.
Andre, you haven't talked publicly since the ball in Richmond, and I know you were very hurt by that situation, and we haven't even talked about it, but I know that you were hurt by that. How has that affected you? How has that affected you, and did that play a role in your decision to step away from the scene for a while?
Well, what is this, an interview question?
Okay, you got it, Captain!
Well, yeah, it's
actually... Tom is going OFF.
It left a big toll on me completely, that ball won. And it did make it changed my ballroom sight completely in a positive way, and it made me just learn a lot from that ball completely. So, yeah, I have learned a lot from it.
I think that you may have gotten a bad rap from that ball because, you know, folks should know if they don't know. You are known for giving Fab Functions where the cash is given out. This particular incident, at this particular ball, that did not happen, unfortunately. Is there anything you want to say to clear that up, or do you want to just leave it alone?
No one really knows the truth about anything. They just go about what they think they know and what they think they know. So I'm just going to let it go, and whatever they think they know, they can go with it, period. I don't even want to really think about that whole day because that whole event was just too much for me. And it don't even got anything to do with me and Marquise. It got to do with, you know, a lot of different houses and a lot of, you know, a bunch of shit like that. But I'm fine.
But it hurts you. Obviously, it hurts you deeply, though, for that to happen.
It hurted me, but it hurted me more in a different way. I can't explain it because I'll be bringing up a bunch of shit, but, you know, and I don't want anyone to think that I'm hurting because of them or whatever. Andre's fine completely, and Andre just needed to find himself, and that definitely happened in a short time.
Now this is a question that I have to ask, and then I'll leave the Richmond thing alone. But do you regret do you regret setting the admission price for the ball at $40? Because I got
no,
a lot of...
No,
Tom, you didn't hear the iCards, or your vacation has kept you off the iCards. Like, you didn't hear... You doing the same...
Yeah.
You didn't get to hear it.
No, I don't regret anything that I have done that day, period.
Have you already been interviewed about this, Andre?
Yes,
yeah, he already talked about this, Tom.
I talked about it a little bit, but not. This
has
been one of those nights that you said you'd be asleep because you don't got no time for this, and you didn't listen.
Yeah, I apologize because my understanding was you had not spoken publicly about this until.
I didn't speak truthfully, Tom. You did hit a lot of parts that I did not speak about, so you are correct about some of the parts. But it don't even matter to me. And after this, I would never, ever speak about it again. But like I said,
Now, I was just gonna say, moving on from the Richmond ball, let's just talk about you, ballroom. Period. You're taking some time away. How long do you think you'll be gone? When can people expect to see you back on the scene?
Well, I'm not completely gone. I mean, you can catch me in a club, or you could catch me on a Wednesday night. But when it comes to major balls, I don't know what the major ball I'm gonna go to because I'm not filling balls at all. Period. For a long time.
Right.
Okay. And, you know, people thought that I was going to be, you know, at the one this weekend, which I was going to go, but then my audition came, and that just opened my eyes where I don't really need this right now because there's a lot of things
right.
going on in my life that I need to fix. So,
and you talked about finding yourself. I wonder if you've discovered that some people that you thought were, you know, really friends of yours are really not your friends during this whole period.
That comes with the territory. I haven't found that out.
I discovered that too when I took my break away. A lot of folks that I thought I was I never thought they were friends, but I thought they were at least associates. But I learned that wasn't even the case because they stopped dealing with me once I left the scene alone. So it's amazing how they forget you real fast when you go away for a while.
Yeah.
All right, listen real quickly to everybody in the chat room. Y'all need to cut it out. This is Tom's night to come on the show and just speak. Tom has journalism in his blood, so that's pretty much in his nature. So come on, give him a break.
So that's why Tom want to know all of this.
And Tom has a good relationship with Andre, so that's pretty much a conversation that Andre and Tom would have probably had privately earlier on the phone. So that's how it goes. And Andre is not in nobody's hiding or anything like that. He answers his phones for everybody. You can catch him still Wednesday nights. We both planned on going to the ball this past weekend, but he had his audition. I missed my flight. So nobody's, like, really, you know, turning their back on anything. I think what happened with Andre in Virginia was just an eye-opener, and it could have been an eye-opener in a very good way. So I think we all need to look at that way and just give him his space and leave it alone. Andre, I thank you because I know you were talking about you just didn't want to come on or whatever. Thank you for coming on at least because this show couldn't have been successful without you either.
Thank you.
Yes, you're right. Jasmine, are the girls reading in the chat room? Because I'm not in the chat room. What are they giving?
Well, Tom, someone said you had a sickening voice, honey, and they want to have phone sex with you, chill. I
Andre,
grew up a little, too.
Andre, you know it's no shade, so I'm not even going to respond to that, whatever's going on in the chat room. But, you know, that's just how we do. But I'm glad you came on tonight because, like Jasmine said, the show wouldn't have been the show without you. I mean, you remember that show we had, Rondo, one of the very first shows we had where Andre came on, and some drag queen called in and was reading Andre, and he gave every hang up on that hoe. One of the funniest memories I have of my show was when Andre would call in and go crazy with the girls. And truthfully, Andre, I think you had a big part in our success because those times that we had you on to be, the icon to give lessons and so forth and interviews and talk about status and all that stuff, those were some of our biggest nights where people tuned in to listen and called in to be on the show. So you had a part in both shows, really.
This is true, Tom. This is true.
So, Nikki, you're not going to spill no tea? I mean, you know, we got to take some more callers.
I'm spilling two more tea before the show's over, Jasmine. I got you.
What are you going to do, wait until they're gone to spill the tea, honey? You are part of this cast as well. You've been here since day
spill
one.
Spill the tea, bitch. Spill the fucking tea. Cool.
I'm going to just wait until I run across them on the BGC or the chat line, and then I'm going to and then we'll talk then. That's what it is.
Who is that?
Oh, that was Rhonda.
That was me. Yes.
Oh, shit. All right, I'm hanging up. Good night.
You got a little more sticky, did you?
Oh, shit. All right.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Goodness. You want to feel it like that, Rhonda?
No, shit.
Did you get a little moist? I'll see you on the PM.
So all the girls in the chat room, I'm sad as asking where I'm at. Where am I at? I'm still here, honey. I was just talking to some girls on Yahoo Messenger, honey, you know, getting some tea and things, honey, and talking to some girls in the chat room. I want to welcome the legendary Quincy Icon and the legendary Ricky Alon to the chat room. They have now entered the chat room zone.
Oh, darling, they are here for the anniversary.
All right, Nikki. And Andre, are you going to stay right there? You want me to keep you guys right there?
I'm going to hang up. Okay. Love everybody. Gotta go. See y'all
later.
Andre.
Andre, could you call me?
Yeah, Nicole. Wait, Andre.
I left you messages, too.
I'm so sorry, Jennifer. I'm going to call you, too, today. I'm going to call Nicole.
Wait, Andre. I have to ask this other question, Andre. Who's the new boo? Because I know you keep him coming
in. His name is Spider. His name is Spider.
Spider, okay. Rhonda, do you know him?
I'm sorry, Tom. I didn't quite hear it.
Do you know Spider, Andre's new boo?
I didn't hear what was said.
Never mind. Okay, Andre, it was nice talking to you.
Nikki, hit me up privately when you're ready to spill the tea.
I will.
Okay, next caller. We have one because I know we got a lot of callers. Sorry to all the girls, honey. I woke up late, honey. I had a long day at work, honey, and I had running around to do after work, honey, and I woke up 7 o'clock. So I'm sorry to all the girls that's hitting me up on Yahoo Message asking me, is the show on? Yes, we are live on the air, honey. I did not send out the message tonight. I'm so sorry. 917-854. You're live on the air.
Happy 1 year anniversary, guys and
Thank
girls.
Thank you. And who's this?
This is the legendary father, Rucka
Revlon.
What's going on? I just had to call and just say, shout you guys out and give you, a happy 1 year, anniversary. I'm what you can consider an archive listener. I mean, I work from like 8 to 5 o'clock, so I really don't listen to this show live often. But I do, listen to the archives, which sometimes gets me, through my day. Y'all have me falling the fuck out. I just gotta let y'all know that Kelly, Nicole, y'all just have me falling out.
Thank you. I love you, Rucka. Thank you very much.
I love y'all too. I love y'all too.
Okay.
So and I know that when you had your show, Serve the Kids, one of my memorable moments that from that show was when you had Octavia on there, and right before she passed away. So that was like that archive right there will definitely go down in Blog Talk Radio history, because you actually knew her, but when you interviewed her, people that didn't know her got a little bit of insight on who she was through that show. So I just want to shout you out on that. That was one of my memorable moments on Serve the Kids. But Kelly, Andre, Jasmine, Switchboard, all y'all have been holding it down for the last year, and just continue, doing what y'all do, and keep up, the good work. You either love the show or hate the show. So I'm one of the people that do love the show. So happy anniversary, guys.
Thank you, Rucka.
They just said that Miss Rhonda Jenkins is no other than the legendary.
Where they said that at?
They posted it in the chat room, Miss Thing, and they have pictures.
So what, please get Neiman Marcus and Scott on the phone, Chell, and let these children know this is not this is what I was waiting around for.
One of you Scotters is out there. Y'all listening, because I know y'all.
Who is Rhonda Jenkins? I didn't see them post anything in the chat room. Post it again.
They're going to post it again. If any one of you Scotters is out there listening, because I know you listen, if my niece Bree, the overall East Coast mother of the house of Scotters, is listening, can y'all please have Father Neiman Marcus hit me up on Yahoo, or somebody hit me up on Yahoo with his number so I can call him on the red phone, honey, and see if he wants to come on the line. And Read and Rainbow, please do not post anybody's number in the chat room. It is not, you cannot post people's phone number or their government names in the chat room. Thank you. Blog Talk will ban you from the chat room completely.
Who are they saying Rhonda is now?
They say she's no other than the legendary Neiman Marcus and Scotta.
Well, that's a fool. That's a foolish mess. That's not true.
We have a private caller.
Private caller, you're live on the air. Private caller, you're live on the air. Hello? Yes, you're there.
She's gone.
Okay. Oh, Jasmine, can I, Jasmine, let me say something real quick before you go to the next caller.
Go ahead.
I just wanted to, respond to what Rucker said. First of all, I wanted to thank Rucker, but I do want to make this point real clear. You know, Rhonda and I are here at the invitation of Jasmine, and I don't want people to think we're coming here trying to take the show over, because that's not what we want to do. And I appreciate everybody showing me love and our show love, but our show is over. It has been over for almost a whole year now, and tonight it's all about Tins or Chops and their anniversary. So I just don't want us to become the focus, Jasmine, of the show. I mean, I'm glad to be here, but we're here to celebrate you guys and what you all have accomplished in this year. So by no means do we, Wanda and I, want to steal the spotlight from you all or try to take over the show or anything like that. I know the girls will probably try and say that, but that's not what we're here for. And
No, we know that.
Yeah, we know that, Tom. And
we
thank
know
you
that.
For bringing
that's not
that
even
up.
An entertaining thought. That, no, that's not a problem.
Hold on.
The next caller is 973-687. You're on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello.
Happy anniversary, you guys.
Thank you.
This is Lollipop from the chat room.
Hi, Lottie. What's going on?
Nothing. I just got back from the gym, and now I'm eating grapes and shit. I'm trying to get fit for the summertime. I just want to say, like I said, happy, what's it called, birthday. I guess you want to say happy birthday. You guys get me through a lot of hard days at work when I'm sitting looking at a computer screen. And I just want y'all to keep it messy and keep it like it is. I love the show. I listen to it all the time. Kelly, you're my favorite.
Thank
you all so much for this last year. I'm sorry, I'm kind of sad. And please don't hang up on me.
Thank you, Lollipop.
Yes. Oh, bitch. Happy birthday to the overall father of the founder of the House of Garçon, Whitney Garçon. Today is his birthday. Happy birthday, father. How you doing? Honey, next caller, if I have one. 478. You're live on the air. 347-862, you're live on the air. Is that Jennifer number?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
shit.
Jennifer. That's Paula.
And Jennifer is on two lines. I think your other line is tied up. Jen, are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to hang up on the other end.
Okay.
Okay.
862-772, you're live.
What's up, everybody?
Hey.
This is Jersey Swag,
hey.
Another original listener from the beginning.
You doing Jersey Swag from the chat room. How you doing?
What's up? I just want to give a shout-out to everybody. Hey, Jennifer, my sis.
Hey.
I appreciate your point of view. Kelly, you a riot. Nicole, I don't... We ain't seen eye to eye for a lot, but I do appreciate you as well. Y'all keep doing what y'all doing. Y'all are, you're helping a lot more than you know for some people, because the serious conversations that you do have, they do reach out to, you know, a lot of people in different ways. So keep on what y'all doing.
Thank you, Jazz.
Keep it up.
Okay, for everybody that's out there that's listening, honey, I just got confirmation, because you know you got to get confirmation to call the children. I just got confirmation from Neiman Marcus Escada that I can call him, and his number has been sent over to Switchboard. So it's going to be Rhonda Jenkins and Neiman Marcus.
Yes. Rhonda, how many times have we had to do this? I mean, they tried it with Kima. Hey, Neiman.
Hey, Neiman.
Well, Neiman, we was giving you a call because the children in the chat room are saying that you're the legendary Rhonda Jenkins.
Oh, Nicki Minaj, a.k.a. Nicki Minaj, a.k.a. Brooklyn said that?
Oh, shit.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Rhonda, how you doing?
Yes.
Now you got confirmation that Rhonda is not Neiman Marcus Escada, Brooklyn,
yes.
a.k.a. Nicki Minaj.
Oh,
Neiman Marcus, Neiman, how you been doing, honey?
I've been good. Who's the Tom?
This is Tom Blumenthal. I'm so glad you
What's
came
up,
through to
Tom?
The stuff rumor. I'm chilling, baby. You know, they always trying to call you this and that, Tom. They didn't call you Rhonda Jenkins, honey. We knew it was a lie.
Yes, honey. Yes.
Yes, make it hot, Jasmine. Get the bitch
yes.
on the line to dispel
yes,
the rumor.
Honey. Yes, yes, yes. I love it. I love it. I love it.
Neiman, for the record, have you ever even met Rhonda?
No, I haven't. I've never met Rhonda ever.
Well, not that you know of,
well,
but okay.
Yes.
Well, not that I know her, but I've never met her. They say this, I think Milan said this a long time ago, and you told them a long time ago, I am not Rhonda Jenkins.
We have done this show one time before where we called you, we called Kima, and some other person that they claimed Rhonda was, and we had them all on the phone at the same time. The girls need to do their history before they start thinking they outing somebody, because we done been down
yeah.
this road.
Been down that road.
Well, they said, Nicki Minaj, you need to do your history, honey.
Man, one thing I can't stand is a knot that's trying to spill some tea that's wrong.
Miss Nikki, I am upset because you have been on this show for a very long time, and Tom and Ms. Rhonda, the originators, just destroyed it.
Yes.
And I want to know why,
yes.
because you came on the line and you spoke loud, and you spoke like you knew what was going on. Now, you fix this. You rectify this problem because Kelly and I, we support you.
It's always the loud ones that's wrong, honey. You can't ever trust them.
Oh, shit.
Rhonda, I guess in the chat room they keep saying that we're not talking at the same time.
Well, I don't know what else they want us to say, Jill. Do we have to sing a song in unison, honey? Let's do a duet. What song do you know?
Wait, Nima, is it snowing in Chicago? Is it cold out? How is the weather?
Yeah, it's about 15 degrees tonight, and it's supposed to snow starting
oh,
around midnight.
No, honey, I wanted to come to Chicago for the Escada Ball, baby, but I just cannot do these winter functions, honey. I'm sorry, but these bones just can't
well,
take
we
it no more.
We're going to move it to the fall, though. We're going to have it earlier this year.
Oh, let me know the date. I'll be there, but, honey, these bones cannot take that cold air no more, honey. I can't do it.
I understand. All right, so y'all got confirmation. I'm not Rhonda Jenkins. I have never been Rhonda Jenkins. I don't even know who she is.
Thank you, Jill. Thank you, Jill.
Thank you,
Jill. Thank you, Neiman, for calling in.
You're welcome.
Thank
you. And make sure you hang up all the way so we can clear the line, okay?
All right, I will.
Thank you, baby.
All right, bye.
Next
okay, everybody
caller is a
out
private
there,
caller.
Everybody that's listening, honey, we will not be on tomorrow night, honey. We will be back live on the air March 1st at 11 o'clock. So, girls, do not hit me up on Yahoo, honey, asking about a show tomorrow night. We will not be on the air tomorrow night. I am taking a break to go out with my husband tomorrow night to a play. So we will not be on the air. How you doing?
That's not official, but we'll talk about that
Ooh.
Later. Nobody said we were coming back March 1st.
Hello.
Private caller.
Hello.
You're on
I just wanted to y'all happy anniversary or whatever.
Find out who that is, Jasmine.
I love
private caller.
Yeah, I love Jasmine. I love Nicole, and I love Kelly. And I think I wish y'all Flash Tom because he's like on the show.
Don't be mean. Thank you, though. We love you too, and thank you for listening and being there. But don't be mean. Don't be mean. It's the anniversary. We don't want to give all that. Tom is very fun, and he's making this show very hot. And he is somebody who started the situation. So let's just give respect where respect is due.
I don't know why these haters will just not let me live, honey. Just give me the credit that I'm due, child. Why?
Tom and Jasmine and Kelly and all. Jill, that's my time. I was just waiting for this tea to supposedly drop. I got to get out of here, honey. I have to do that. I have eight slots. I'm missing coins. So, having said that, happy anniversary again to Tinsel Chop.
And I'm glad that it's still going on, no shade, because the kids wouldn't have a forum otherwise. So I'm going to give my legendary line, and it still stands. Remember, kids, when they try it on your time and on your dime, just give them a stiff, stern look, honey, and tell them, chow, please.
Thanks, Rhonda.
Thanks, Rhonda.
Thank you, and thanks again for having me on, Dolby.
Oh, Jasmine.
Huh?
Jasmine, yes. I'm going to follow Bob, though.
All right.
They want you to flash me, so I'm going to give them the, I'm going to do them the favor and flash myself. I do want to say that I'm really happy for you guys, for the show to be still going on, and hope that we'll be back here next year for the second year anniversary. And, I don't know. I'll catch me at a function sometime this summer when I decide to tip once it warms up.
Well, I can say, Tom, I really appreciate you, and, you know, just thank you again for being in with us tonight.
Anytime. Just give me a call anytime you want me to come by and stop through and make the girls get all wet in the pants and stuff and get their panties in a bunch. I'll be happy to flow on through.
All right. Thank you, Tom.
Thank you, Tom.
Bye, ladies. Bye.
Okay. So we have any other callers?
So now it's just us guys.
We should have got our Charlie's Angels beat now because that's what it should have went. It should have got rain. Hello. We are here. You know, I mean, it's let's get it started, Cal and Jenny.
Yes, honey. We are live on the air on the 1 year anniversary.
What's the day?
Oh, honey. How the fuck y'all motherfucking girls in the motherfucking chat room are motherfucking doing tonight, honey? It's 78 girls in the motherfucking chat room. I don't know how many girls is on the motherfucking phone line.
Yes, Kelly.
I already put in the extra hour, so we got an hour
yes,
and a half
Kelly,
to play with the girls.
This is the original cast. We had a lovely night. Hour with the old people, but now we are back to the original cast. Bring it. Press one. It's the anniversary.
So what do you guys think about the whole year? Let's before we let the calls build and stuff like that.
Oh, my God. Well, Jen, you've been quiet. Speak.
Where's Jennifer
at? I'm right here.
Speak, girl. Or, you know, she asked a question. You've been quiet all night.
I have not.
You have so.
Shut up, Nicole. It was a good day. I enjoyed being on here.
Quincy and Ricky said they're trying to get on.
I said I'm not talking to anybody.
On Skype, honey.
Oh, okay.
I love you, Quincy. I love you, Ricky. I love you, too, honey. I love you, girls, too. How you doing? I'm not drunk,
chat room. I'm actually just energized and having fun. You really doesn't know how much this means. 1 year dealing with and looking at the screen of you people. Read me and talk bad about me and go off. This is a celebration.
Thank you very much.
Down. The next caller is 347-426. You're on the air.
Here she go. Come on.
This our good girlfriend. 347-426.
Who does?
She asked you a question. She who it is?
Oh, there she go, Jenny.
Answer her, Kelly.
Baby. You know, we know who you are, girl. You know,
yes,
I know all, I know the numbers, honey. This is my girlfriend that calls in and gives me advice, honey, and she reads.
And goes off and tell me, Nicole, I can't hurt what you said. And la, 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 you told us how you was a butch queen in drags, and this is why you don't like to go to balls and that we need to stop our nonsense. This is the girl that calls in is never afraid to tell us when we're wrong.
First and foremost,
yes!
Happy anniversary. It's Kelly.
Yes,
Nicole,
I'm here.
Jasmine. And who did I miss? Oh, Anya.
Jennifer. Jennifer, she's here.
Jennifer, I'm sorry.
That's
first
okay.
And foremost, happy anniversary. I live for all of you, because each and every one of you bring your own personality to this show. And anytime I have to rush home or be at work and try to sneak on the phone and listen to y'all pee cackle, I get my life. Okay, you each and every bring something to the table, and I'm sure the listeners live and love. You guys have your moments like I do. Jasmine made a comment saying they don't know if you're going to bring the show back. It would be hoover of you not to bring the show back, Jasmine. Y'all get me going. Y'all keep me going. Y'all kiki. Y'all do give good advice, believe it or not. I listen to all of you. And y'all all, all of y'all have something that I can relate to. And this is why I listen. I might not always agree, but trust me, and I'm sure a lot of them calls will agree, that you guys can, we all can relate to every single thing that you guys talk about on this show. And for you not to come back, I would be very upset. But I love the show. And I don't know. I don't want you guys to leave.
Oh, Tito, thank you very much. But Kelly is just delusional. We're not going anywhere.
Kelly, why are you quiet?
I'm not quiet. I didn't say that. I didn't say we was going anywhere. I said we wasn't going to be on tomorrow.
So
Jasmine,
don't worry. We will be
Jasmine
here to see. Yeah, but Jasmine said. Okay, hold on. We'll go into detail about that. I didn't say anything. I just said that we haven't confirmed anything yet. Kelly's not coming on the show tomorrow. That doesn't mean the show is not going to air tomorrow.
Hey,
that's
welcome.
What I was basically saying. Or I didn't say we were coming back next week. We'll go more into detail about that. I'm on the phone right now with the producers from Logo and Tyra, so let me handle this, and we'll go into detail about that in a few. You guys continue to talk.
Oh, so, Vaughn Walker, you love me today. Okay,
Kelly.
I love you, bitch. I like that way, though.
Kelly.
Yes, I'm here.
What you need to do, too, is ask the callers, what are some you guys want, what some ideas you guys want for the next, like the next upcoming shows? Like, for example, you guys used to do the trivia. I used to love that. You would ask the kids, who was the first Bolt fam? Who was the first Olway? Name three, yada, 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 yada. Bring that shit back so the kids can do their research, so they'll know who was who and not think that some new girl was the originator of, for example, Butch Queen Bolt fam.
Yes, I understand.
Kelly, you're boring me right now. Why are you so damn quiet?
What would you say was one of the most messiest times?
Hold on,
Nicole.
I'm just in relaxed mode right now. You know, I'm in a new place right now after this week with myself, and I'm just in relaxed mode right now. I'm going to always have the energy and the fire and the burn to do the radio show and to be here and to be a part of the cast and be a part of my girls and with Andre and everybody. But I'm just in relaxed mode right now. It has so much stage has opened my eyes this weekend that Jasmine and Andre and, you know, have been telling me for years. Mm-hmm. And this weekend has really opened my eyes to a lot of things, for me to see a lot of things firsthand for what it was. So, you know, I'm just in relaxed mode right now, you know, trying to wind down, get out of, you know, being Mother Kelly Mizrahi and Radio Kelly and just be Kelly Knight and, you know, and just live my life as a normal person for the next 5 months.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Ms. Coco, I'm going to ask you very nicely with your double-jointed back not to say another thing about me in this chat room. Okay, stubble man? I'm not going to ask you again, girl. Please, Chia Pet homeboy, don't come for me. I am not the motherfucking one. Let's come. Get on this phone. Your mother is Kelly. Get the fuck on this phone. You too, Ballroom Walker.
I'm going to hurt you. Say, why you went off on my daughter like that? What she did?
You got to see how she going to. Now they trying to jump me, like always, Jennifer. They get in the chat room, and they try to jump me. And I really gag because half of the time I don't even know these people. And then they jump me, and they don't even want it. What the fuck? I'm gagging. Miss Coco, go off, Miss Coco. No, go off, Miss Coco.
I'm going to fuck you up, bitch. She ran with that name. Go off, Miss Coco Ebony.
Go home, Miss Coco Ebony.
bitch. Nicole.
What's poppin'? What's going on?
A new daughter. You want to hear her?
Ooh, who your new daughter?
I know what that is.
I said what I said. And when I said what I said that.
3,500.
Mm-hmm. You felt really offended. You just have to go make sure. I understand. I respect that.
Ooh,
say what,
ooh,
like
God.
That. Ooh, let me use her.
Nicole, no, you are not.
Because you know, bitch. Let me use her. See, that's what that chat room should
all
be.
All right, yeah. I need your attention. I'm sorry. That was
a
cool,
I'm
honey.
Pouring my other drink.
Hello?
Yeah, what did I miss?
Oh, okay.
It's the anniversary. Nothing. Go home. Miss Coco Ebony is in the chat room lifting weights again.
All right, yeah. Real quick, we were supposed to do this at 12 o'clock. We're about 42 minutes late. Tyra's actually at a club. She just finished one of her spots, so she's about to come on and announce.
While waiting for the person you are calling to answer.
She's about to announce the promotional material, that logo, and the RuPaul Drag Show is going to be sponsoring with us.
Hello.
Hi, Jasmine. I love you, Jasmine.
Hey, Tyra.
Hey.
Kelly, Tyra. Tyra, Kelly, everybody.
Hey, everybody.
Hey.
What's going on?
Hi, Tyra Sanchez. How are you?
Tyra,
Kyle,
can you hear
you
us?
Caller, are you there?
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear us, Tyra?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. You guys listened. Tyra was on our show last week, and we interviewed her. This is Tyra Sanchez from the RuPaul's Drag Race that you guys can catch every Monday at 9 p.m. on Logo. She is one of the contestants. She's also my house daughter here in Orlando, Florida. And Logo and the RuPaul Drag Race has contacted our show, and they are willing to give you guys, the audience, the listeners, a party package in honor of the RuPaul Drag Race. All you guys have to do is answer three questions that Tyra is about to throw at you guys. Tyra's not going to stay on the show because she's actually at a club doing one of her at her bookings, but she's going to ask you guys three questions in reference to her, Tyra Sanchez, as well as the RuPaul Drag Race. So if you guys catch the show, then you guys will probably know the answers. We are not going to take any of the answers via chat room. You have to call in and press 1 because it needs to be archived and verified by Logo. So you guys, again, press 1 if you know the answers. We are going to be running the contest through the rest of the night. Answer the questions, and then you guys will have to contact me privately so we can get your information and send it over to Logo so they can mail you your party package. It's supposed to be a party package that consists of different things representing the show and, you know, the whole drag theme. So if you guys are interested, call in and press 1. Tyra, we're not going to keep you on hold so long, so you can go
what
ahead
about
and
us?
Get 3 questions.
Can you answer it too?
Unfortunately, staff members, we cannot participate.
What happened?
Go ahead, Tyra. You can announce your 3 questions.
Okay. The first question is, on the first episode of RuPaul's Drag Race, I told the world that I had a son. But I told everyone his name. What was my son's name? Well, what is my son's name? The second question is, how old am I? Like, how old is Tyra Sanchez? How old is James Ross? And the third question, I forgot what the third question was. Oh, God.
Your favorite artist.
Who is my favorite artist of all time? No one can compare to this person. Who is it? And what is their name?
All right, Tyra. So we got all the information. I will confirm it with them again, And bottom line is I'll get back in touch with you, and I already have Jason's info to get in touch with Jason at Logo. But thank you, Tyra, for coming on. It was, enjoyed seeing you again on Monday. And thank you. Kelly, Nicole, Jennifer, you got any questions for her real quick?
No, we are all right.
I have no questions. Thank you. But I think you on the show today for the first time, and I think you were amazing. I actually saw when you won the contest, and I don't watch it, but I went to see who you were, and it was amazing. You turned it out.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tyra. Go ahead and get to what you're doing, and we will talk later, okay?
Okay.
Thank you, baby.
All right.
All right, there you guys go. The first question is, what is Tyra's son's name? She announced it on the very first episode. The second question is, how old is Tyra? She told you guys that last week during her interview with us here on the show last Wednesday. And the third question is, if you watch the episodes, you will know who her favorite all-time audience is. So bottom line, if you guys have the answers or whatever, call in and press 1 and be willing to press 1, answer the question, and then go private with Tenza Chops via either chat room or Yahoo. And bottom line is you'll get a prize pack from Logo. To all you people in the chat room reading Rainbow, you really are getting on my nerves. Okay, cut it out, bottom line.
You know
this
what? Let them sit there, keep going on, because I'm going to give them something for their body damage.
No, but hold on. I love you too, sweetie, but if you love me, then have respect for what we do. That is exactly why there's people like us that are taking breaks and stuff, because there's really no respect or support on what's going on. This girl is an up-and-coming drag queen who is out there making it, doing shows in nightclubs, making her change and doing what she has to do to survive. Jennifer is one person who can understand that as well, because she's an entertainer too, and it's not easy being an entertainer. And this girl has made it to Logo, to make it to this RuPaul show and to compete against other people. Support her. Calm down and stop being so mean like that. Support her. Go ahead and Kelly and carry on with the questions.
Okay, what was the second question?
How
again,
old is
the
she?
First question. Go ahead, Jen. You are our one. The questions are, on the very first episode, she gave the name of her son, and what's the name of her son? The second question is, how old is Tyra? And the third question is, who is her favorite artist?
Of all time, can't compare.
And if you're very computer literate and you guys know how to pull some strings and stuff, you guys maybe can hurry up and go to Logo and view the first episode and find out. Maybe go to Tyra's MySpace page and find out or whatever, but you guys got about a good hour and 10 minutes to do this, so hurry up. Carry on with the show.
Her son's age.
Her real age,
and her favorite artist.
That is correct.
Vote,
Kelly.
I'm here.
Kelly, what is your son's name?
What?
What is your son's name?
Girl. Honey. Okay, 862-239. You're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm answering a question.
Go ahead.
Hold on. Before you answer the question, what's your name?
Raylan.
Raymond?
Mm-hmm.
And are you going to be serious about this and stuff?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. What's the question that you're going to be answering first?
Her son's name.
What is her son's name?
Jeremiah.
Congratulations. You got that one right. Where are you from?
Oh, so they only have to answer one question?
That is correct. He's one of the winners. We only got one more. We got two more prizes. Where are you from, Raymond?
New Jersey.
Oh, well, you didn't say that. I thought they had to answer all three questions.
No, let me go private with Raymond and to get his information. Kelly, take over the show. I'll be right back.
Oh, wait, I thought it was a three-package deal.
Oh, shit, y'all mad? Y'all know that answer?
Wait a minute.
Okay, y'all know that answer. You know what? I'm not even going. For now on, I've had enough with you chat rooms. I'm about to X y'all out. I'm not even going to listen to y'all. Talk to your motherfucking mother. Come up out of her grave and take a drink and a bump and go back in. I'm not even going to pay you any attention anymore. You're ruining my drink. Now, Miss Kelly, Jennifer, y'all know the answer. y'all know the answers.
Huh?
You know the answer, bitch.
I know all the answers.
Oh, so why you can't get up in the contest?
Because we are part of the show, so we can't do it. I know all the answers.
What they giving?
Baby, blog. Excuse me. What you call it? Girl, they got me tongue-tied over here. Logo is giving away a prize package. Yes, honey, Logo's giving away a prize package, honey. How you doing?
Oh.
Yes.
Being cute, very cute.
Yeah, we can't do it, because, you know, I would have been answered. I'd have answered all three questions.
Kelly, calm down, honey. Raymond. Okay, I got Raymond's info, so he's officially one of the winners. We got two more prizes out there. Raymond, how did you know the answer to that?
Because I watched the show, and I remember her tattoo on her right arm, and also my cousin's name is Jeremiah.
All right, Raymond. Well, thank you so much. I gave you the information, and send it over right away so I can send it over to them tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to put you back on hold. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, two more questions. You can answer either one of them. Sorry if I didn't explain it the first time. Either know how old Tyra is or who her favorite all-time artist is. And
do we
Kelly,
have any callers?
Kelly, you can't answer no questions, girl.
I know.
Don't worry. They're going to be taking care of us as well, so calm down. No, no, we're doing this the right way. No. No, nobody in that house is going to answer the questions. See chat room, see everybody online. She's trying to get her kids on the phone to call in.
I just listen to the line and they don't answer. Shit. 410-462, you're live on the air. Okay, which one you answering? Her age or her favorite artist?
Her age.
Yes.
Okay, hold on. Who are you first?
I'm Enrique Alor. Hey, everybody. Happy anniversary.
Hey, Enrique.
Hey, how are you? Okay, she's 21 years old.
Congratulations, Enrique.
Hey, thanks.
Enrique got the question correct.
Okay, so am I going private or?
I'm taking you private. Calm down, Enrique.
Okay. Again, congratulations, y'all. This show has been great. It's been so much fun. And despite what anybody says, everybody does listen to it because it's become a big guilty pleasure. So keep doing what you're doing because everybody is listening.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what? Let me say something else. Kelly?
Yes.
At first, I didn't understand you. I'm not going to say I didn't like you because I did not know you not to like you, but I didn't understand you. But after the show, I have the biggest... most utmost respect for you. I just wanted to tell you that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I'm so mad y'all not letting my kids answer. My kids is on the phone line.
Oh, calm down, Kelly. Enrique, but hold on a second. Enrique, are you mm-hmm. sure you want this prize package?
Oh, I can give it to Cream of Nature.
Okay, cool. Because I heard it was some stuff in there that I don't think you play in. But
no, I'll give it to Cream. That's my sister.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to go private. Would you, Kelly, take over?
Okay. Yes, bitch. Ain't that sister called none of my kids at all, bitch. this seems like Hot 97, bitch. None of your none of the people or none of the participants that work for Hot 97 can enter into the contest either. Bitch, oh my God, I'm gagging, honey. My kids was on the line. My kids know the answers, honey. They can't get to my kids. My kids can't answer the questions.
Jennifer, you don't know the answers?
I know them, bitch. I know Tyra. I knew Tyra before RuPaul Drag Race. I knew the answers, honey. Bitch.
Enrique. Oh, no.
Here.
Okay.
How did you, I forgot to ask you, how did you know the answer to that?
Because I remembered everyone. I remembered watching it. And I remember she was like one of the main, her and Juju being one of the two that I liked the most. So I kind of remember the stuff about them.
Okay. Well, thank you, Enrique. Did you guys have any questions for him?
No, not me.
No, no questions.
Okay. All right, Enrique. Well, thank you. I'm going to put you back on hold and send that information as soon as possible.
Okay, thanks.
All right, the last question is, who is her favorite artist? So we'll take some more callers.
Hold on, I have a red call. I have a red phone call. Hold on. Hello?
Nicole and Jen?
Hello.
What do you guys think of the anniversary show?
Well, I'm actually having a ball. I'm just not even listening to your chat room anymore. I'm not even going to watch it. They are horrible.
They are.
I'm really not liking the chat room anymore. They're so disrespectful. I just X them out, and I'm not even going to enjoy anything with them. They are not. They're very rude and disrespectful. And they're probably all under 21 who don't have a Medicaid card and ain't never had a checkup yet.
Oh, what happened?
Why are you echoing like that?
You too. All of us.
Somebody is still on the phone. Why is there an echo?
Uh-oh.
Oh, my
God. There's an issue here. Wait a minute. There is so many numbers, so many people that have pressed one.
Next caller.
Okay, why is there an echo? If somebody is on the phone, that shouldn't be on the phone.
I don't know.
Okay, I know how to find out. Kelly, keep talking. Just start talking.
Hello? Hello, I'm here.
Do you hear the echo?
No.
Okay, that was Jen's phone. Jen? Jen?
Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you now. When I put Jen on mute, it stopped.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now. I think it stopped, so we're good. Okay, we're not going to take any... Well... Okay. Should we take a private caller to answer the question? Let's just go in order. Maybe they're not calling about the contest.
Private caller, you're on the air? Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Child, Jennifer, please.
Hello?
Girl, I know your voice, girl.
I want to answer the question.
513-787, you're on the air.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello. This is Jasmine Meza from Cincinnati.
Hey, Jasmine.
Hey, what's going on, everybody?
Fine. Just chilling.
And I think I got the answer to the last question. Well, I actually got the answer to all of them. It was found on Facebook and MySpace.
Okay.
Your favorite artist is it Beyonce?
You're correct.
All right.
Congratulations, you have answered the question. How did you get it? You went on Facebook and stuff?
Yeah, I went on Facebook.
All right,
actually,
I'm going to go private with you.
You could have got it from last week when she read that girl and told her she hoped she got shanked for coming for Beyonce on the show.
Yeah, that's what she isn't that what she said like Monday or something?
Yeah, the girl said she don't think she liked Beyonce. She said, "Girl, I hope you go out and get shanked somewhere."
Okay, Jasmine, hold on, I'm gonna take you private.
Oh, I'm bad, honey. I wanted a logo package.
Girl, the echo was me. I had called the three-way so Teezy could answer the question.
Oh.
That was the echo.
You wanted that drag situation?
That situation would have been a situation.
I wonder what kind of gifts they're getting.
Green is something fantastic, girl. Probably Absolute Vodka and everything, Nicole. Mm.
Purses and the makeup kits.
It ain't Mac, because Mac ain't, what you call it, but.
Working on, I don't know how to break it news.
What?
Rock, X-Card, now. Miyake Mugler. How you doing?
Ooh.
Mark Miyake Mugler.
Mark Miyake Mugler.
Miyake, Yaki, Miyake. That's a good look for Mark.
Yes, working on out. I know that's right.
All right, the contest is over with. Thank you guys so much. That was quick and easy, and hopefully we should have more contests and stuff like that in the near future. We can carry on with the anniversary show.
I have a package deal for the person who calls in and tells me what's RuPaul's real name.
So you see what 1 year can do for us? We sat here and got actually sponsorship from Logo because they have actually listened to the show. They approved, you know, certain people that actually come on the show in the future and stuff in support of, you know, not only the Drag Race but as well as other shows and stuff on the network. And they do like what we stand for and what we are doing in the community of the ballroom. The ballroom has definitely grown and is definitely mainstream out there. Little do we know, and I think this is where we really need to stand up and start saying, wow, it's not just us looking in at each other, but there's a lot of people out there looking in at us as well, and we need to stop making fools of ourselves, and we need to stop doing what we're doing because it's really getting sad. But that's my personal opinion on that. But, you know, whatever is whatever.
Well, Logo,
but you guys,
if you're out there listening, people and executives from Logo, can you please have the cast of Noah all come up here? I need my husband. I need him. I love him.
Wasn't that show canceled?
I still love it. My favorite show of all time. Besides RuPaul Drag Race or Logo. That's one of my favorite shows. I love Wade. I love him to death, bitch. I would give my left titty to Wade.
Oh, shit.
Okay, hold on a second. I was waiting for somebody to say like that, something like that, but Connie, and I want us to talk about this for 5 seconds. I mean 5 minutes. But Connie said that this show helps promote violence. How does this show help promote violence?
Don't even entertain that. It's a year anniversary.
That's why I stopped watching that. I don't want to talk to that chat more. I'm never going to pay any attention to them again. I'm not even going to. I don't look at them. Because I don't need. Don't entertain the Jasmine. They're just tired. I X them off my shit.
This is the way I kind of look at things. And I may be wrong to look at them this way, but let me explain something to you. A prime example is when two people that are arguing and fussing and fighting, they get on this show. What do they do when they get on this show? They draw so much attention to themselves that at the next ball, they don't want to make a fool of themselves. And they sit there and carry themselves a certain way when they get out to the public again, because now they know hundreds of people are now staring at them. And they know that, bitch, you was on the radio just a couple of days the other day saying all this and that, and now you don't want to come out here looking like a fool or contradicting yourself. That's exactly what I feel is going to happen with this. If you don't agree with it or whatever, bottom line is that's how it goes. But this radio show has not caused any fights. I don't think this radio has caused anybody to fight. Who? Who fought? Over this
I
radio
think the
show.
Proof is in the pudding. Logo has listened in, and I find no problem with it, so they can say whatever they want.
In all honesty, it's really no shade. Man. I've seen people get their ass whooped over that forum, that messenger board. I ain't seen nobody get their ass whooped over the radio show. So,
see the bitch get their ass whooped for making one of those cartoon videos.
And I've seen people get. So, I mean, come on. Now, let's just really cut it out. But we're not going to talk about that right now. Let's take a whole bunch of callers. A lot of people press one. And, like, you're right, Nicole, Jennifer, I'm just not going to entertain that.
Yeah.
But y'all guys need to stop, bottom line.
No, let them go ahead, because as much they go ahead, look what's happening. Every negative is a positive or two positives or whatever. So,
ain't nothing negative about that chat.
404-593, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Barbara Walters.
Oh.
Barbara, how you doing?
Fine, how are you?
Fine. Hey. Good meeting you.
Is this the official?
I want to say happy anniversary, everyone.
Is this the official Barbara Walters?
This is Barbara Walters from the chat room.
That's Barbara.
Hi, Barbara.
Yeah, me and her talked at the mall in Atlanta at the awards ball.
But I just wanted to happy anniversary and that
I hope many
more to come in the future.
Yes, thank you, Barbara, for definitely calling in, honey. And I definitely have to give a big shout-out to Barbara, and I definitely have to give a big shout-out to all the other girls in the chat room that sit behind fake screen names, but when they see me at the function, they let me know exactly who they are that's in the chat room. I definitely want to give y'all a big shout-out and give y'all a pat on the back for being real bitches. How you doing?
What was her name? We had to shout her out. The one they used to call in from Atlanta who got stranded and they left her because she didn't vote for the House member that she wrote down to Virginia with.
Lala.
Yeah.
That was Lala. That's the number
that's the
one
Lala.
Listener.
The next caller is 312-714. You're on the air.
Calling and congratulating y'all on y'all 1 year anniversary and to keep up the good work and stay y'all and be original.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Also, shout out to Cabbage.
Yes.
Cabbage.
Sexy boy says. Sexy boy says, what does this show do? What are you saying, sexy boy? He says they want to know something. Nicole, somebody says they love you.
I don't
want to
talk about that
says
chat
they
room.
Love you.
I don't ever want to be in there. They all can kick rocks.
Ooh. Okay, bottom line is the people want to know, how does this show help the community? Why don't you guys ask each other in the chat room, how does the show help the community? Like Kelly said, Kelly has to sit there and go to work and all the rest of that stuff, and she got to be there at a certain time to get on the show for those couple of hours. You never know what a person could be doing within those couple of hours, what they were doing before they actually listened to this show. And it may be helping a person stay off the streets or stop getting high or just kind of relaxing for a minute or so. It gives them something to look forward to, and it keeps people close, like you're saying right there, and stuff like that. So I kind of think it does help people because it's helping people to stay out of trouble and learning something bottom line.
Let me tell you something, right, Ernie? Oh, no, go ahead. You know, I'm not even going to say it. I'm just going to go to my Facebook, and I'm going to get a couple of comments that people have sent me from Facebook about the radio show and how we have touched a life, and I'm going to post it in the chat room since we just...
I wouldn't even entertain the thought. But Kelly,
then they'll find something
so
negative to say about that.
So many personal emails from people. When I say I be gagging, I'm not even like, as soon as I get on, telling me how I saved their life, telling me what I said to them that changed their whole situation. There are a lot of positive people that are listening. There are a lot of people that want to be involved. We shouldn't pay any mind to the chat room. Because we don't know who those bricks are, and they never help build nobody house. So we should not even pay any mind to them.
First of all,
well, I mean, do you know what? We just need to pat ourselves on the back.
Absolutely.
You know, forget what they're saying.
Absolutely.
Forget what they're saying, but that is something that we do need to share with them. And maybe we should have maybe like a night or so, or just an hour or so, where people can actually call in and say, you know, how it changed or helped them. Or we can just read an email or a letter or something.
Well, somebody just hit me up online right now. And this is just came through my Yahoo message, and I'm going to post it in the chat room. This just came through my Yahoo message right now, honey, and I just posted it in the chat room. And this just came through my Yahoo message just now for all you girls, honey, that have so much things that y'all have to say, situations.
I mean, and people are going to say what they want to say. You know, and you know, bottom line is, child, please, you know, the bottom line is you have people who say they hate the show. You have people who,
well, why don't
know,
we just see about that by just getting some callers up there to tell us what are their most memorable time on the show. Because although they hate it, they all have a memorable time on here.
So as much as they sit here and they read and they say that we do
they're
this.
With us. They're
oh,
with us.
Do this and we do that, but you bitches are here every motherfucking Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And so if it was so negative, it would be just like a crack pipe. You need to put it down and go to rehab.
The question is, really, quickly, with all the people that are in the chat room and on the phones, if we weren't here, what would you actually be doing right now? Is there a club you guys can be going to now? Or would you be sitting there either, you know, saying, child, I'm going to go to the stroll. Or, child, let me go ahead and get high. Or let me get on the chat line. Or let me do this. Or let me do that. I mean, what do you guys do?
They'll be on BGC, Adam for Adam, MySpace, watching TV.
Spreading it.
On the motherfucking, on the stroll, or getting ready to go to the stroll to make their motherfucking coins.
Spreading it.
See what they will have nothing, bitch.
Oh, my gosh. Murder.
Bad vibe.
Facebook, doing homework, baby, on Twitter.
Murder.
Having sex, probably
murder.
Unprotected.
Oh, Kelly is up here.
All right, we got some callers. 856-206, you're on the air.
Hey, guys, happy anniversary.
Hi.
Thank you.
How y'all doing? This is Anthony.
Hey, Anthony. How you doing? This is Anthony, legendary Anthony 007. How you doing?
How you doing?
Doing
I love y'all guys. Just to answer y'all question, Jasmine, you right. But what people fail to realize is that all shows have their purposes. This one is also informative. Like whether you hear Kelly reading, Nicole going off, or Jasmine giving her words of wisdom, is actually teaching everybody something. It's giving you insight on certain people's personalities, whether they're up here reading and arguing or going off on rumors. It's drama, and that's what they live for, the drama. It's like a soap opera. You're waiting to see what happens next. And you're right. If it wasn't for the talk shows, what would certain people be doing anyway? So I don't think this show does promote violence. People how to be mature about situations, what not to do when they listen to certain situations, how to go about certain things. So when it happens to them, they know what not to do and what to do. And that's all I got.
Thank you, Anthony.
You're welcome.
Next caller, 347-951. You're on the air.
Hey, everybody.
Hi.
What's going on?
Not much, chilling. Emma,
you come up here. Oh, wait. No, you come up here after the on the extra hour of the fucking show. Wait, hold on. We got to get some. Wait a minute. Hi, Jenny.
Hey.
Jasmine, let me send something over to
Jazz.
You because they want to get on this show and they getting upset.
Happy 1 year anniversary, guys.
Hi, Whippy. I'm not using you. Just getting over here.
What's up, Nicole? What you doing?
I'm sitting here. Well, actually, I'm laying in my bed now. I'm about to light my kale again.
Was in that gold bra?
Huh?
Whippy, you was in that gold bra?
It was a bathing suit. It wasn't a gold bra. It was a bathing suit.
It was a whole suit?
Yeah.
Oh, go off.
But, yeah, I love you guys. Happy 1 year anniversary. Jasmine, I love you. I'll see you guys later.
I love you too.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
You bitches sit in the motherfucking ball, bitch, and promote motherfucking drugs and motherfucking violence. Y'all sit in the bathroom with 16 and 15-year-old and 17-year-old and sniff motherfucking coke just to take them home to have motherfucking sex with them, you nasty motherfucking queens. You got fucking nerve. Next caller.
Oh, shit.
347-484, you're on the air.
Hello.
Oh.
Yes.
I just want to say happy anniversary. And then, Kelly, you just spin the gun. You talking about you was going to get booty with a gun. What are you talking about, no violence?
Baby, Booty said he was going to get me with a gun. Get your facts straight, baby.
In violence.
Archives.
Go to the archives and get your facts straight first. Booty said he was going to shoot me with a gun. Thank you, Carla. And we don't have an 8-year-old in our house. We don't have an 8-year-old in our house. She's not. Get your facts together.
You guys need to really sit down and listen to the archives now. Come on now. Callie never said she was going to get anybody with a gun.
Goodbye.
Is this Miss Thing? Miss Ricky, you're on the line.
You know my number?
Oh, well, yes, darling. I got that sent.
No, hold on. Let me take care. Let me take care of her. Is this Ricky who? Ricky who?
Oh, girl, come on.
Miss Thing, you got a lot of nerve calling this show, honey. You haven't dialed my number in ages.
First of all, I need to lighten this shit up. And Nicole, you get around. Kelly, you get around. How dare you? We've been standing in line for an hour now. There's all these girls. Y'all keep coming out, taking off the little world cheese girls. You're arguing with unknown girls in chat rooms. What the hell is going on? Happy anniversary, bitches.
Ricky,
I have your dress. I'll return it for you.
You got Ricky's dress?
Yeah.
What was you doing with that, Miss?
I wore it.
You wore Ricky's dress.
Hello.
She had my jumper as a scarf, and I called her out at the award show.
Hi, Miss. Where's Quincy at? Where's your girlfriend, Miss Quincy?
She had to leave. She was over it.
Oh, see, this is like her as the reason why I don't like her.
She saw all the girls were trying to end first, you know. Y'all talking about coke in the bathroom, 15-year-olds. We wanted Miss Tom, though. That's who we really wanted. How did you talk to Tom stop like this on that show?
I'm going to fuck this bitch up.
Nobody said anything. They not had Miss Andre on there. And like, she's talking about the Marquis stuff. It was a mess.
I miss you too, sweetie.
I miss you down. Nicole, I see you too much. I miss you.
Oh, bitch, I really can't take it anyway.
Kelly, you are the girl to get right now, mister. You can't go. Nowhere. I'm so happy you're here. Like, you know, ever since you've been on the show and everything, unhated mess. So keep up the good work, bitch. Like, everybody wants a taste of Kelly right now, so I think that's bad.
I love it. I'm on the cover of Everybody Motherfucking
Magazine,
bitch.
Yes, bitch. The paparazzi.
Yo, you're on one of those covers where you got to fill the inside out, too, so you can actually spread the whole cover out.
Yes, bitch. I love every minute of it, bitch. I'm going to... Howdy.
You're a big girl, goofy, all kinds of stuff.
When you got through the line, girl, what was one of your most memorable moments on this damn show? Because we know your faggot ass listen.
Oh, shit. We listen sometimes, but I don't listen all the time. Me and Quincy used to call it together. I used to shout Miss Tom's little sister, but she had a really weak sister. I don't know what happened. But every time she would have me on her show, the little sister would get kaput and just go breaking down. And everything. The girl would call in with all kinds of stuff, but she just couldn't handle it. I think she's a bottom.
Oh, shit. Yes, bitch. Yes, you're gonna go on for the anniversary, bitch.
Yeah. Happy fucking anniversary. What did y'all wear for the show? Did y'all wear something special? Because it's our 1-year anniversary. Did y'all go somewhere and bought ball clothes or anything? Y'all got on dresses?
Miss Ricky, why wasn't you on RuPaul's Drag Race this season?
Because you are sincerely a motherfucking butch queen and drag at his best, girl. And you never even get up in them. Because you never even get up in them, and you are like a woman, Miss Thing. I gag. You just the most.
I know.
Never said I know.
It's a good thing I got on the phone. I'm actually the only female figure on the phone right now. No shade to the girls. But, I mean, y'all are our family. Y'all are our family. We got women's girls, Patrona girls, girls living their life is cut. I'm the only one that's the fish one here, though. I love RuPaul's Drag Race. That is like one of my favorite shows. I wouldn't call in with the questions, though, because I remember the little thing. I remember she sits over the rest of the girls. But see, I'm not a dragon, though. You know, I just play in the stuff.
Do Quincy still get in drags?
Why don't you ask Quincy, bitch? I would never put my girlfriend T out there like that. What's wrong with you?
Oh.
She's in them right now. She just left the house for alcohol.
This is stupid. I love her.
She had on this little choppy girl, bitch. She looked like a toaster in drag, but it was hilarious. Michael put a wig on it. It was a mess. But she's got to go make her change, though. But I know that.
This is our topic.
How did y'all get a logo sponsor, though? That was tiny. Is it like, did you get it through the girl, Tyra? She hooked it up?
I'm gonna keep my business antics to the side privately, I've done for a while.
Right.
On that note, we're gonna say thank you, Ricky, for calling in. You need to be more. You don't just need to wait to a collections bar or a Jasmine function to call. Call me, sis. Okay, thank you, Ricky. Next caller, 678-735.
What's going on, Jasmine, Nicole, Kelly, Jennifer? Congratulations on 1 year. This is Clayton.
Hey, Clayton.
Hey, Clayton.
Hey, what's going on? I haven't heard your voice.
Nothing in this damn chat room. This chat room is a mess. Until, who's that girl you reading, Nicole?
I'm not reading anybody because I'm in my kitchen and I'm
not.
No,
the one you read earlier. Ebony.
Coco.
Go home,
yeah,
Coco.
Tell Coco to keep it cute.
Oh, good.
That's
Kelly's daughter. You know,
yes.
They have that when you see that sternness with the arms and the shoulders, that's Kelly Chow. Go home, Coco.
I'ma fuck you up, bitch.
But no, I just want to congratulate y'all. And my memorable moments is when y'all had the dating show when Kelly was starting that up, and then also too the recap shows.
Yes,
thank
buddy.
You, Clayton. Thank you, Clayton, for calling in.
Thanks, Jazz. Y'all have a nice night or a nice morning.
You too.
Oh, and I want to say happy birthday to my niece, Shatice Chanel. Her birthday is right now. Happy birthday, Shatice.
Happy birthday, Chartiers. Next call is 347-426. You're on the air.
Keisha, what's the tea? What's going on? What happened?
I'm back. Hey, y'all. Nicole, Jasmine, Kelly. You know that Ask Me My moment that I enjoyed.
Yes, I did. You got on the show and started going off.
She cut me off. Kelly cut me off.
All right, well, what was your most positive memorable moment and messiest memorable moment?
Okay, the most positive. Okay, let's do messy first. There were so many of them. But the one that stands out the most was when Kelly and Stuart went at it through the thick of blood.
That was a
when Kelly said she read him and he read her, Kelly pulled every fucking read and her bag of tricks. It was a kiki. And I think the most positive one is when y'all discussed about HIV and AIDS and how it's very important to get, you know, to get checked and, you know, educating the young ones on why it's important to get tested and practice safe sex. I think that was very informative. And, again, you guys, like I said before, you guys have a lot of good listeners that are listening. And you have your good days, you have your bad days. But for the most part, you guys are a friend in my head, every last one of y'all.
Thank you.
She's
a friend in my head. Wendy Williams.
My positive one is when Gail came on, Audrey's roommate Gail came on. That's my positive moment. My negative moment, honey, is every moment.
Jennifer, what about you?
My most memorable moment.
You know what? Hold on, Jennifer, before you go to your moment, honey.
Okay.
Reading Weibo, I'm just not using you today, honey. I'm doing the Isaac Mizrahi show. I'm not using you today. Bye. Switchboard, please block her.
Thank you. Go ahead, Jennifer.
Wait, come back to me. I'm thinking.
I'm not going back to that room until Ballroom Walker is blocked for good.
Okay.
All you got to do is say block him, honey.
I wonder how blocks is just say, I think the devil got the way of getting there.
Oh, what happens is certain people get blocked, but they're able to come back in the next day or whatever or something like that. So, but she's blocked. You can go back in there. She's gone.
Oh.
Okay, let's take two more callers. 803-807, you're on the air.
803-807, you're on the air.
That's me.
What's going on?
I just called in to say that I met you this weekend, and I'm down from South Carolina. My name is Yoshi Mizrahi.
Hey.
And hey, how you doing?
I'm doing fine.
And it was just so good meeting all y'all. I had so much fun this weekend. That's all I called to say.
I had fun with y'all, too, with our little bitty boy in my hotel suite.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was just calling in to say it was good meeting y'all. And that's all.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
All right.
And private caller, you are on the air.
On the air?
Yes, you are, baby.
On.
You're there.
Yeah, I just like to say I like to fuck knicker bitches.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, really?
That's a memorable moment.
All night long. Badger, 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 badger.
Oh, shit.
Okay, so now we got people that are coming in from the board, I mean the promotional board, for Blog Talk, and they see the show is airing, and they see all the numbers, so now they're clicking in to see what the show is all about, and we're going to get those type of callers. But on that note, we're pretty much done with that portion of it.
Well, let's play with them, honey. It's
okay.
1 year anniversary. Let's play with them.
They're not there yet.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead, Jen. What is your favorite? Let's talk about our favorite moments.
Yeah, I was
going
to say my favorite memorable moment was all the times when we tribute to the girls that passed and we really paid attention.
Oh, you
that.
Damn bitch. You took my moment.
Yeah.
And it is kind of sad when we start losing people in our scene and we got to have a talk. You know, we talk about that on the show and we share that stuff, even though it's good to honor them, but it's just sad when we start losing people like that.
But you know what's actually sad? When we lose the good ones instead of losing the limits.
Oh, my God. You know what my messiest moment was? I have to say what Keisha said with Miss Kelly and Stewart. What that said? So what the fuck you was legendary for? They battle and argue down. That was real sad for me.
So who do you guys think the show enemy is?
The enemy of the show?
Like, who's really hated on this show the most?
Girl, me.
Oh, shit.
No, not which one of us. Like, who out there hates this show, period, the most, and has made it
Oh,
verbal?
I think everybody got, we all got the same common answer. Who's going to say it first?
You go first.
No, oh, I knew you would say I go. You ain't there for no, bitch. The chat room worked. Thank you. Thank you, Cream. Get Cream on the phone.
I'm outside smoking a cigarette. I'll be back inside, Cream, and I'll bring you on.
Yeah.
Who was it?
You
Where's
know it.
You
the first thing that
Cream?
Came in your head.
Malad, honey. Malad.
Oh.
Well, there's no shade towards Milan or anything like that, but we got to stop all this drama.
You know what? I'm going to be nice, Miss Day.
And we're going to get Milan on the phone.
It's, I'm fine to know. We're not going to get, I say all of that.
Okay. Well, you're being nice, Miss Day. You got to do it right. It's our anniversary, Miss Day. Come on.
I'm being nice, and I'm fine in myself, Miss Day. You know what? I'm going to call her show on Monday.
Oh,
well, you know what? Tell her to call the show tonight. It's our anniversary. She's called enough havoc up here that we have to remember her name. Tell that bitch I said call her. Somebody out there, call Milan. Come up here. You make it hot. You make Miss Kelly go off a lot of nights.
Well, all I got to do is say to, all I got to say to, what am I trying to say? What I want to say to Milan is this. Personally, I feel that Milan has a lot of potential out there. He happened to be on one of my favorite shows, which happens to be Nip Tuck. And I seen him last week on that show, and I was very proud. I'm proud of anyone who steps out of the scene, out of this lifestyle or whatever, or the drama in this lifestyle, and tries to make something better for themselves. So I want to just give big ups and congratulations to him. I wish his mentality was a little different and it wasn't so negative, especially towards us and stuff like that, or personal feelings towards certain individuals, including myself. But I really wish him the best, and I think he has a lot of talent to go out there and do those things. I just wish his mouth and his attitude was a little different. But congratulations to Milan as well.
This pork chop is amazing.
Oh. I also enjoyed when we were calling the school, what was the category? The guys, we had them calling them for the category to who made it, who didn't make it.
Oh, that was Schoolboy, yeah.
Yeah, Schoolboy, yeah.
We called when we called all the escorts.
Remember when we used to call the escorts?
Oh, God.
That, and Kelly, remember we used to put our boy voice on?
No, the one that was unbothered and came on and said, yes, I do it, and what? Remember he called it?
That was Ricky Gary.
Oh, no, but how about the drag queen we called Miss Sega? She thought she had a date Miss Sega was calling the show back. Honey, bitch, a mess, honey, a mess. I'm so hungry.
This pork chop is amazing.
You need to shut up, bitch, because I can't eat after 12 o'clock anymore.
Oh. Oh. Mm. You can't?
You didn't eat before 12 tonight.
No, I forgot. I was sitting here doing the show, and I had my cake right here that I was going to eat, Miss Day, but it was after 12 o'clock, so I couldn't eat the fucking shit.
What cake?
I wish you were
going to
eat cake before 12 o'clock, Kelly. You were supposed to eat at dinner.
Well, bitch, the last time I ate was at motherfucking 6 o'clock this evening, honey. And
have
Adam Gavin, honey,
and
I got to wait.
Blue
and,
cheese.
You know, I have to wait until 8 o'clock in the morning before
Kelly.
I can eat again.
You know what a classic moment was? When, and that was not too long ago, when Andre and Kevin was on the phone, and they was going, and Andre, Kevin said to Andre, I could never do that. I love you, Andre. I love you. I've always loved you. Since this time, I remember back in 19,
Kevin who?
That was another Kiki moment for me. That was real nice.
Kevin Omni?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's what I'm drinking right now, Conti. I got a big glass of water, and I'm drinking her right now, honey. I'm drinking her right now.
Remember Wendy Williams always wanted to eat up Andre's meat?
Yes.
She would post it and everything on her.
Or the original Messy Maggie.
The last time I went to church, Devil was on New Year's. I don't need to go into the house of worship to worship the Lord, honey. You can worship him wherever you at. You don't need to go into the house to worship him.
Okay.
Also, yeah. Miss Doubtfire.
Yeah, Miss Doubtfire.
Ciao. Honey. I'm going to have to lay hands upon she.
We got a couple. 347-283, you're on the air.
What's up, y'all?
Tariq.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Miss Danielle.
Well, Angela, so fast, like in your mouth.
You're disrespectful.
No, I was on the phone with somebody, actually, when I was listening to the show, and they actually wanted to come on the show to talk to you guys with no arguing and nothing.
Oh, right. Who?
Milan.
Hey, Milan.
Oh, well, I would like to speak to him if it's okay with
Hello?
He's on the phone.
Hey, Milan.
Hey, what's up?
Hi, Milan. I know that, you and I have never had no bad stump life, but you'll be a back and forth with the show, you know, and all the different things that are back and life. But I wanted to say that I wanted to hear your voice on this anniversary because with your arguments and your intelligent conversations that you have had with Jasmine and Kelly and your back and forth, you have made it pretty hot. And I thought that you deserved the spot to sit right there and I could say, hi, Milan. Hi, Milan.
What's up? I just want to say it's 2010, and all that, really all that stuff that happened between me and Kelly and Jasmine, all that stuff, is that was last year. So, I mean, it's gone. It's done. I like the show. It's a niche for everything. So, y'all keep doing what y'all doing.
Thank you, Milan. I appreciate that.
Thank you, Blackie. You actually did something right instead of disagreeing with
bitch.
All your drag queen sisters.
Fight me.
I'm so over you, Tyree, because you never called me back until I came over to the hotel.
Mind
what
you,
hotel was you at, Kelly?
Because she didn't want you there. You got to get into her, Kelly.
I was at the Marriott, the Winterside Marriott.
Oh, I was at the Hilton.
Yes, I was at the Marriott.
No,
we
know where you was at, Jennifer. You had a banner waving out your window.
Oh.
Right.
You're disrespectful, Tyreek.
Oh, shit. Jennifer, what was you doing hanging out the window?
She had banners hanging out the window, and her drawers was at the end of it.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Hey, Kelly, you and Vicky, I had fun with you, though.
Yes, I did. I'm gagging. Yeah, I'm gagging, too, at all these new screen names that's popping up in the chat room.
Oh, I'm not going. I'm going to go check this chat room real fast. I'm really over the chat room now. I really am.
We have another caller, a private caller, and you're on the air.
Hello.
Ooh,
hello.
Hello, this is Mrs. Delphoya. Yes, it is. Listen, ladies, I have to take my hat off to you girls. I mean, you always give me my life, and
you
I'm like
here.
Completely flattered that this is your anniversary. I like to send my shout and my love out to Jazzy, to Kelly, to Nicole, and to Ginny, and to Andre. Okay, ladies, I have to go. My trade is coming. Thank you.
Now that was a moment, Kelly.
Yes, go off. Yes,
she called it. These girls up on it. I'm a fuck. You know what? It's another memorable moment, Miss Thang, for me, Miss Thang. It was just, I think, 2 weeks ago, Miss Thang, when Nicole did motherfucking Precious, Miss Thang.
Oh, darling.
That was a kinky. That was a kinky.
So I keyed so hard, bitch. You, Jasmine was in her bedroom listening to the radio show, bitch. And Miss Ebony was working the board. And Jasmine texted me like, "Who the fuck is that?" I said, "Bitch, that's the fucking Nicole, bitch." So damn, Johnny. You're going to have to give us that before the end of the show, honey.
Okay. Let me get her for my brothers, because you just ate that work. And you could be my psychiatrist. You could be Mariah. Ginger.
Yeah. But you know what? I think she won that award for that last episode.
That was
when
the
she really
work,
won. Yeah, the last episode when she wanted to be reunited.
Yeah.
It
was who was gonna love me? Who was gonna love me? And now I didn't want that man to touch my fucking baby. That's my baby. That was my fucking man. I loved him. I laid my baby Precious down beside me, and me and Carl, we would start doing it, and Carl would reach his hand and touch my baby. And I said, "Carl, what you doing?" And he told me, "Shut my fat ass up."
And what did you do?
I shut my fat ass up.
So you allowed your husband to abuse your daughter?
No, I didn't want him to make my baby, but it was I had my daughter, and I had him, my husband, and I had to be a mother, and I had to be a wife. I had to love both of them.
Bitch, I wish you did shows, because, girl, you would do a great monologue, bitch, on stage.
Did you didn't remember John Kelly at the end? She said when she got up, that little girl self, she said, I passed my test. I don't think you'll be needing more. She said, oh, well, you can't help me. She picked up her Down syndrome baby, and she said, you won't be seeing me anymore. And she walked out. Ms. Monique said, go get her.
You gotta go get her.
Go get my baby. That's what you do. You can get you can get her back home with me, right? You can get her back home.
She said, don't touch me.
Mm-hmm. We got two private callers. The first private caller, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, just Mr. Headliner.
Oh.
What's going on?
Shit, I wanted to call in. My favorite time of the show was when anybody who called in and got Miss Nicole together.
Oh, would you like to make that another memorable moment right now?
We can.
I know you couldn't, not with
we,
that fucking voice and that disturbing background.
It's as deep as yours.
No, you don't have a voice as deep as mine, bitch. You got a butthole as deep as the motherfucking Harlan Tunnel. That's what the fuck you got, bitch. And you should go dig your way back into life because you have none on this telephone. Next caller, please.
Wait, what did she have to call?
Oh, my God. These children is vulgar lately.
They are coming out of the
woodwork. That's too much. I need to hang up and I'm bust my miracle here.
I'm ready.
Am I online?
Because I'm alive, Granny.
I'm online.
You online. No.
Oh, well, I'm calling to congratulate because I don't hate. And that's how you get no debate. But Nicole, you just saw that Butch Queen a whole new butthole, and I'm out.
Granny, if you don't call my red phone,
she hung up. She hung up.
Granny.
Oh my
God.
She said, Nicole, you make him a new butthole.
No, because these kids, they be reading. That's a memorable moment. There's not a read. You got to go get some pretty old. We're talking about, like, cabbage or something. Don't come up to me and you in the age of 20 and you thinking to read me because you don't even know what reading is. It's fundamental and for the mental. And you got to be a real person to be able to do all three.
Mm-hmm.
So who are we missing tonight?
Everybody pretty much called in to me.
Are we missing Cabbage? Cabbage here to call in.
Miss Cabbage, yeah.
Well, you know what? We are missing Sanaya. Sanaya has had lots of memorable moments on this phone, Kelly, Jennifer. Oh, my God. If we can hear from Sanaya, I think we can close the show out with the bang. Sanaya. Everybody loves Sanaya. Go ask the chat room. I don't want to speak to them. Go ask the chat room. Sanaya, we need to get Sanaya up on this phone.
And I don't know. I know Miss Pussy is listening from her computer.
Oh, and Miss Pussy didn't come on this phone? Oh, really? You over there getting your black page situation. All right. Send me one of those pictures, too, so I can change.
So those three peoples, Cabbage, Sanaya, and Pussy, have also had a major impact on this show as well. So we want to say thank you. And hopefully within the next 15 minutes, maybe you guys can squeeze on in real quickly.
Yes, I don't know why Miss Pussy ain't calling the bitch. She's sitting right there at her motherfucking laptop listening to the show because I see her in the chat room.
Also, Joelle and Ronaldo used to call in also, too. Where's your son, Kelly?
Ronaldo is on tour, so he can't call in. Ronaldo's probably in bed getting ready for a show in the morning. And Joel's out there, and he's listening because he hit me up for the number for the show, so he's on the line.
He's on Yahoo.
Hey, Joel.
Private calling, you're on the air.
Well, I think you got to get Sanaya to close the show.
Because,
I mean, it can't go no other way.
Granny.
Bring her home. She's the icon. Bring her home.
Granny.
Yes, baby.
You got to get somebody on the song.
Granny, if you don't call me my red line, I'm going to kick your motherfucking ass.
You want to fight Granny, Kelly?
Yeah, I'll fight Granny if Granny don't call my red phone.
Oh, gosh. Okay, hold on. area code.
Somebody, please. Oh, shit.
Are y'all getting Sanaya on the phone, please?
I'm choking up the smoke, Randy. I can't believe you.
I want to say do.
Yes, I think we need to. That's the only right way. You know, Sanaya is the one that bought it. The chat room likes Sanaya.
Am I still alone?
Yes, you are, Randy.
Well, I'm waiting here, Sanaya. Sanaya, please.
We're going to put you on hold, Granny. 404-988, you're on the air.
Oh. He's calling somebody. They're going to come. Wait, they're coming. Call them again.
404-988.
Everybody there was Jasmine
Bonet
and some other people.
Right? Oh,
right?
They're talking about something else.
Okay. 803-315,
you're on the
air. Hello? Yes.
Hello?
What's up, mother? This is Corey Mizrahi. What up, Kelly? What up, mom?
Hey, Corey.
Congratulations. I mean, happy anniversary on your little show.
On our little show, Corey.
You on your show. I'm sorry about that. Congratulations.
Oh, okay.
University on your show. I listen to all the
Thank you, Corey. Where's your boyfriend that makes it such a big show?
Happy anniversary, y'all. Hi, Nicole. Hi, Mom. Hi, Cindy.
Hey.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We know how big this show is to you. That's what we should have got from the first place, because you just said our little show. Thank you. Happy anniversary. Did you put out the APP for Sanaya? We want Sanaya.
Pussy Jeff said hit me up on Yahoo and said she pressed one.
All right, Danny and the lovely Ms. Reyes. We see y'all till later. We want Sanaya.
Pussy's calling from 646-404.
All right. I think everybody need to go wake your girlfriends up because we want Sanaya.
347, I'm going to go to Pussy next. 347-231, you're on the air.
Hello?
Mm-hmm.
What's going on? This is Jasmine Claude, a motherfucking queen. What's going on? I'm just calling to wish y'all happy motherfucking anniversary, Kelly. I'm just calling because I love you, girl. I love you, mama.
Thank you. I love you, too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Pussy, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi, Pussy. What's going on? We see you here. Did you bring what I want?
Hi. Well, I'm calling Sanaya now on my other phone, and she's not answering.
This is bad. You the legend.
What is this about, anyway?
This is the anniversary, and we were going through memorable moments, and Sanaya played a very big part in all the memorable moments, and it would just be only right if we can give them her voice for the ending of the show. And we figured that being that you the girl, an old girl, that you would be able to get in contact with her immediately.
Oh, God. Y'all kind of interrupt me because I'm here with the cable guy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy, cable is closed. Okay, well. 9
in the morning.
He came to tune up her box earlier. Now he's tuning her other box.
No, not yet, because the cable guy don't know T, and I'm trying to figure out the way just to tell him.
Put him on the phone. We'll tell him.
Put him on the radio.
I can't. I'm scared.
Girl, you ain't scared of nothing. We're Jimmy Cleaver.
She's sitting right on it where she's sitting at right now, bitch.
Right.
Her mother.
Right.
Say hi to the radio show, the cable guy. Just say hi. Y'all heard him?
What up, he said.
He said, he's Jamaican. Yeah, he's a Jamaican cable guy.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, well, girl, you want me to come sit outside in front of your house just in case you need a
little
help?
Well, tell him this your last day that you moving tomorrow or something.
Oh, goodness gracious. I'm on my P's and Q's.
Yeah.
Well, you go back and finish tuning up the cable guy. We'll speak to you later.
Okay, make sure.
Make sure you get his ID and hide it somewhere in your house, girl.
Baby, when he went to the bathroom, honey, she already went in his coat pocket and took a picture of that with her cell phone.
Oh, okay.
girl. She ain't no skip around the block. Where the hell is Miss Cabbage at, honey? Bitch. I know somebody out there listening. One of the Ebony's is out there listening. I need Cabbage on the line in the next 6 minutes.
Disrespectful.
That was another memorable moment. You and her talking about those recipes, girl.
I'm going to fuck these girls up in the chat room, honey. These girls are like, key cackle, bitch.
What are they saying?
Oh, they're just a mess. They're just a mess. You know they're coming for Miss Pussy now. I'm about to get up and have me another glass of water and take me a shower and sit here and be gagging, honey. I got to go to sleep, bitch. I can't eat. I can't sleep, bitch.
Oh,
shit. It's a mess out here trying to be a skinny bitch. Skinny bitches are evil.
That's why. You ain't eating, bitch.
No, bitch. I'm trying to be evil, bitch.
Mm-mm.
Yup, and you'll be ready for every fucking body like me, bitch.
What you say?
And then you're nice and ready for everybody like me. They're going to catch you off guard, bitch. You'll be a legend for a reason. Why? Because you don't miss a beat, bitch. Any comment, any statement, the way they say hello, you'll be looking like, mm?
Yes, honey. Girl, I love everybody, honey. I am so happy. We have been here for a year, bitch. I have had so much fun with this show, Miss Thang. I have so much fun with the girls, Miss Thang, bitch. Y'all bitches keep me motherfucking going, bitch.
We can't forget, you know, I'm going to be doing my after hiatus, Kelly. You doing yours before everybody. Derek and Dawn's ball, March 6th, the O-Way ball. There's going to be something for you guys' life, girl.
Yes. Oh, my God.
And that will be my last situation.
Is your last function?
My last situation.
Yeah, everybody's taking a hiatus, Miss Thang. We're just going to be fine girls, Miss Thang.
I did this for a whole year. You gagged me, bitch. The whole year. I tried everything that went on in New York. I've been there. I am done. March 6th, I'm going to bring the doors down, and that's going to be my exit.
Well, it can't be your exit that soon because I've been sitting here debating and figuring out what I'm going to do next. And I think I finally came up with it, so I hope you don't leave before
I
come back.
Give me what I want. Come on. Give me what I want, bitch. Give me what I want.
A lot of people have been asking me what the next $5,000 category should be.
Give me what I want.
And I think that the next $5,000 category is going to be Old Way. I can't tell you when, I can't tell you where, I don't know exactly if it's going to happen, but that has been on my mind. It has been Old Way and it has been Labels. So I guess we will see. We'll probably may leave it up to the public.
I think we should give that Old Way thing a little thing. Well,
I don't know,
maybe
we'll take a poll one day.
After March 6th, you will know what you want to do.
Oof. We got one more caller. Private caller, you are on the air.
Connie Chung, say happy anniversary.
Okay, thank you, Tiny.
Ni hao ma, konnichiwa.
Okay, people.
I think the next $5,000 category should be Big Girl's Face.
I think that you should lose some more power for the old way.
What do you think, Jennifer? I think that should be the next.
Yes, I think so.
I think that should be the next.
All are big girls. And Jasmine, if you agree to them, then that means that you're no longer being neutral because it means that all three girls are attacking the skinny girl.
Girl, you hear me? I have not opened my mouth and said anything.
Okay,
I
think that should be the next $5,000 category is big girl's face before I lose all this weight.
That's the excuse you're using? Well, guess what? Bring it for the old way, Mom.
Well, I'm coming, baby. If I have to come out there, Mistake, and lock your ass, bitch, I'm going to lock you.
I would like the Fib Queens to get that attitude and come on out there because there's some hard dealing with the niggas out there. But I don't think there's one that's going to lock me.
Baby, because if I was having one always, Mistake, and Big Kool-Aid was the last battle. If I won for the $5,000 and Big Kool-Aid was the last battle, mistake, I would have to tell, I would have to say, give it to, I'll give her, just give her the $5,000. Because
well,
the
real
way
quick,
I see her do that motherfucking Butch Queen up in drags and jersey mistake and pull her motherfucking weave and her wig, bitch. Oh, no, bitch.
See, that's the, but that's the gimmick to battling, mother. You have to know how to move swiftly because she's going to get you if you leave the door open, and that's the way of Vogan always. She will get me and say, "You get, let me get you. I got you," and you would have to get it, bitch. How you gonna lay out flat in front of her? She is going to step right on your chest.
All right, listen, y'all. We only got a few minutes left. What do we have to look forward to for the next season?
My absence.
Your absence.
Absence.
You guys in the chat room, you guys that are on the phone, you guys that are going to be listening to this show during the archives tomorrow or the next day or whenever you guys do, personally from my heart, I want to say thank you guys for tuning in and being a part of us for the past year. Hopefully it changed some people's lives. Hopefully it gave people something to do. And for all the haters and the ones that didn't call in or support or the ones that never been a part of the show, I got two words for you, and I think you know what they are. Otherwise, that thank you guys for being a part of us, being a part of our family, and I really, truly appreciate it. For you guys that always say that we don't have any topics or anything like that, or we need to do this, we need to do that, we are welcome. I know I am. I welcome you to send over your comments, concerns, questions, suggestions. Send them over to tensorchops@yahoo.com. Mm-hmm. Be looking out for a new MySpace page for the new month, as well as a Twitter account being updated, responding to the email, a whole new cast of new friends, new family members, and we're trying to take the show in a whole new direction for the coming months and stuff. Again, Nicole, I truly open my heart out to you and say thank you for all the support that you have given me and this show. Jennifer, the same to you. You are my sister no matter what, and
thank
I truly, truly love you. And Kelly, you are my family, bottom line, and I thank you also as well. And I just want to end the show out on that. Also, Andre, you know, I know you're out there and I know you're listening, and I just want to say I love you as well. I'm going to end the show on that note. You guys say good night, and we will not be on tomorrow. We're going to take a break and get everything together for next Monday. We will see you guys back on Monday. Thank you for being a part of the show, and good night. Take it away, you guys.
Nicole.
Oh, wow.
No, me.
You want to do it the right way. Go ahead.
Yeah. Cause I can hear. Yeah, well, I enjoy being here and a part of the show, and I just want to say TTYL.
Oh, she said it. Well, I love everything about this show and everybody. I love all the topics, and it's been a wonderful year being able to go off and just take some time out of my regular life to come here and just have really a good time. Kelly, I love you. Hold your head up. I love everybody in the chat rooms, although y'all think that y'all can read me. I am the legendary one. Good night, and God bless.
I just want to say it has been a wonderful and a blessed year to definitely be here every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday night, which are from 11 to 1, sometimes to 2, sometimes to 3. Y'all inspire me to get up here and do the things that I do, to keep the topics and to change the memento of the show and to read the girls and give y'all positive topics and just to have a voice of reason, Miss Day, and just have the voice to come out and speak and have an outlet to give y'all what y'all want. And I want to thank everybody that hits me up on Facebook, that hits me up on MySpace and tell me how the show has touched them in different ways. I just want to thank y'all. And you know my signature line, like I say every night, whatever you do, whatever bathroom, whatever alleyway, whatever club you go to tonight, and you pick up somebody, please remember to practice safe sex. The life you save can be your own. Have a good night, and we'll see you back here March 1st. Bye-bye. Music Maestro.